It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Joseph, Missouri and the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. It's the site of the Hilliard Classic. And for Northwest Missouri State, they come in with a 1-1 record. They'll face Midwestern State out of Wichita Falls, Texas. They come in at 2-0. And Matt Gorder for this Northwest Missouri State team coming off a couple of tough games last weekend, competing in the Southwest Minnesota Classic. Went over Upper Iowa, a very good Division II team. Then they lost to the host school, Southwestern Minnesota, and probably a rough game for them on Sunday afternoon.
Well, and you know, this is one of those years in the non-conference especially where I don't think record makes as big a difference as usual, because you know, a lot of times you see teams go through the non-conference portion of their schedule undefeated because they've got a lot of easy games in there. Northwest doesn't have that, so you kind of want to look at their performances in those games. You know, there may be some wins that they get where they just don't perform as well, but the level of competition that they're facing this year in the non-conference part of their schedule is going to make them make sure that they're ready for the MIAA portion of the season, and I think that was a good start last weekend.
And for Midwestern State, they opened up with a couple of pretty good games as well. They were competing in a classic, which was hosted by in Weatherford, Oklahoma, by Southwest in Oklahoma State, and they had wins over East Central as well as the whole school, Southwestern Oklahoma, so they also coming off a couple of pretty good games.
Yeah, and you know, you look at them, they're playing at four classics this year, which is kind of a high number typically, but they're a team that's ranked in the top 15. It's going to be another good early season opponent for Northwest Missouri State, a good test to see. And you know, the loss for Northwest on Sunday, they were without Deshaun Cooper. Now, I don't think that's the reason to blame for the loss, but they'll have Deshaun back, so that'll be nice to see, you know, how they perform with him back on the court in a tough matchup today.
All right, Northwest and Midwestern State going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more for you on our Bearcat pregame show, sponsored by Hy-Vee, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in St. Joseph. At the Looney Fieldhouse, Missouri Western Fieldhouse, they kind of call it both ways down here in St. Joseph, but it's a matchup between Midwestern State and Northwest Missouri State, the men's third game of the season. They're 1-1. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, Midwestern State coming in with a 2-0 record. Matt, when you look at this Northwest Missouri State roster, a lot of veterans coming back in this season. I think some high expectations for this men's team.
Yeah, absolutely, and I especially think a big reason for that is because of the experienced size inside. You know, you've got to have a good inside game if you're going to have success in the MIAA. And for Northwest, they've got several players that are going to be good quality players that have experience on the inside. Now, obviously getting Deshaun Cooper back, having guys at the guard spot like Bryston Williams and Matt Wallace back and things like that are going to help. But I think the most valuable experience for Northwest this year will be those guys inside.
And another reason I think there's some optimism about this team, these guys have been together, some of them for 4 years, and they know each other very well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think you can see that right away. You know, when you get out on the court, you can just tell when guys know each other. And usually the non-conference, you take that time and that opportunity to get to know each other. But when you already know each other, that's just going to make them be able to do things, especially with the offense, that's going to make them better, make them be able to score the basketball a little bit easier because they are comfortable with each other.
In Northwestern, Midwestern State, an opening game of the Hillier Classic in St. Joseph. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up as our pregame show, sponsored by Hy-Vee, continues after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1997 graduate Ryan Stallman is a Maryville native now living in the Kansas City area. Stallman says a major reason for attending Northwest for him was the personal attention he was able to receive from his instructors.
The biggest thing was that you were just that. You were a student. You were allowed to have good relationships with your instructors. You weren't just a number, your social security number, like at a bigger D1 school. The moment you walked in, you knew they cared. They cared about your education, your growth as a young adult, and in application and thinking. All you had to do was show your interest and little efforts, and they would have full faith and belief in you.
Stallman received his degree at Northwest in studio art and says technology advances has changed his profession drastically.
Life has kind of gone from photography into video into broadcast into post-production and video editing and 3D animation and motion design. And all of those things have transpired, you know, from the growth of what was instilled in getting a BFA at Northwest.
Stallman now owns his own video production company called S Productions, which produces videos for many of the professional sports venues' video boards.
From the Kansas City Royals to the Seattle Mariners to our most recent efforts with the newly branded, renamed New Orleans Pelicans, it's fun to be part of those most engaging moments from the fans to where they get the loudest and they're most excited. And to be part of that involvement to enhance the fan experience at a game.
1997 Northwest Missouri State graduate Ryan Stallman.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to your Bearcat pregame, sponsored by Hy-Vee, and talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, let's just talk about some of the things you've been working on this week gearing up for the Hillier Classic.
A lot of things. Defensive rebounding, offensive rebounding, taking care of the basketball, all the things that we preach we've been working on. Also trying to get healthy, trying to get Deshaun back, and hopefully he'll be back some tonight.
What's the status of Deshaun right now?
I guess we'll find out tonight. I mean, he's going to try to play, so we'll see how good he is and see if he can go.
Is it essentially the same knee that the problem he had last year?
Yeah, different problem, though. But we think we've got this kind of under control, and hopefully it won't be a reoccurring issue, but we'll find out.
Now, you're facing Midwestern State, a team that's had a lot of success through the years. Let's talk about this year's matchup with Midwestern State.
They're super athletic, very physical, very good defensively, really pressure you. They're just a really good basketball team. So, you know, our objective needs to be to just be us and move the basketball, go inside out, and defensively get after him. So we'll see if we can do that.
All right, well, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Okay, thank you, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll have much more coming up on our Bearcat pregame show, sponsored by Hy-Vee, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at AnheuserBusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The Center for Information Technology and Education and the Teaching and Learning Center will team up to offer an open house for Northwest Missouri State faculty members Monday, November 25th. Director of the Center for Information Technology and Education, Dr. Darla Runyon, says the goal is to reflect on their teaching over the past semesters.
For us, we were looking for ways to generate ideas from faculty to give us feedback on ideas where maybe what technologies are working really well for them so that we can continue to train on those, or maybe what other technologies they're interested in working with so that we can develop programs for the spring, summer, fall in the next year, just to help us get our programs going better.
Director of the Teaching and Learning Center, Dr. Alicia Francis, says their goal is to want to know how to better support faculty in the process of learning.
MySpace is in constant transformation and transition, and that's exciting to see. And come in, see the space, have some snacks with us, and share their ideas and share their thoughts. Take a moment out of the normal routine to pause, like Darla said, to reflect and to give us some ideas of how we can help them continue to be inspired and be fresh and be productive.
Francis says one transformation in the TLC was the whiteboard table.
We've been working on transforming the space so that we can better meet our students' needs, in part because of a generous gift from Carl and Cheryl Hughes, and part of that allowed us to get some new furnishings, including the tables you mentioned that have the whiteboard tops.
Runyon says the open house for Northwest faculty members has two meeting times.
One's in the morning, 8 to 10, and the other one is in the afternoon from 3 to 5. Gives them an opportunity to hopefully make it fit a variety of schedules.
Runyon and Francis say they are both excited to be working together to put on this open house for Northwest faculty members. The open house will take place Monday, November 25th, in the B.D. Owens Library on the Northwest Missouri State Campus.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to St. Joseph, Missouri, and the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western Campus, Northwest Missouri State, and Midwestern State this afternoon in an opening game of the Hilliard Classic, which is hosted by Missouri Western. As we look at the starting lineups, first of all, for Midwestern State, as they come in with a 2-0 record under Nelson Haggerty, their head coach. He'll be starting at one of the guard positions, Monsego Williams. He's a 6-foot, 175-pound senior of Palmdale, California. He played junior college ball at Western Texas. He's averaging 17 points and nearly 3 rebounds on the young season. Inside will be Eddie Haiti. He is a 6'9 senior from Orlando, Florida, and he played at Youngstown State before coming to Midwestern State. He's averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds a game. Also on the perimeter, Darryl Gibbs, a 6'3 junior out of Wichita Falls, Texas, playing for his hometown school. He's averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds a game. At a forward, Derek Castor, a 6'6 senior out of Moreno Valley, California, and a transfer from Glendale Community College. He's averaging 3 points but pulling down 7 rebounds a game. Also on the perimeter, Cam Adderley, a 6'2 senior. He's out of Nassau, Bahamas. Played junior college ball at Northeast Community College, averaging 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. This Midwestern State team, a team that likes to bring in a lot of junior college recruits, and it's been successful for Midwestern State. Again, they're coming in this year preseason ranked 13th in the NABC Division II poll. For Northwest, coming in with a 1-1 record after a win over Upper Iowa and a loss to Southwest Minnesota this past weekend. They'll have Deshaun Cooper at one of the guard spots. Deshaun had to sit out the game on Sunday afternoon due to problems with his knee. His first game, he had 15 points, pulled down 1 rebound in that one. Also starting at one of the guard spots, Bryson Williams, a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. We talked to Bryson last night on the Northwest Coaches Show, and he talked about enjoying playing here in St. Joseph in his hometown. He's averaging nearly 13 points and 4 rebounds a game. Also to forward is Connor Kirker, a 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, coming off a very successful freshman season. He's averaging nearly 17 points per game in the first two games of the season. Looking inside, Kyle Schlake starting inside, the 6'10 senior out of Firth, Nebraska, averaging 1 point a game. And Dylan Starzl off to a good start, averaging nearly 15 points and pulling down 7 rebounds a contest. Starzl, the 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri. That's the way the lineups look. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in St. Joseph at the Looney Fieldhouse, alongside with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Just a few moments away from tip-off time, the Northwest men's basketball team coming back out onto the floor after a quick word in the locker room by head coach Ben McCollum and the coaching staff. Midwestern State staying out on the floor, going through some more warm-ups here before this early matchup in the Hillier Classic. And again, Matt Gorder, Northwest coming in with a 1-1 record. And again, as we talked about a little bit earlier, playing some very good competition early on, as is Midwestern State.
Yeah, I really like that. You know, I myself personally just, I don't mind seeing, you know, a record that isn't an undefeated record. They may have a couple, 2-3 losses, but I'd rather see them do that and play this kind of competition than, you know, to have that undefeated record and, you know, not necessarily be ready for conference play. I mean, we see so many good teams night in and night out in the MIAA. You really got to be ready, especially when you look at the fact that conference games start so early. You know, it used to be after the turn of the calendar before you had to start worrying about conference play. Now you're looking at sometimes late November, but at the very least end of December at conference games already. So play this kind of competition, you can make sure you're ready to go when that conference season rolls around.
Yeah, I think coaches would like another month to get ready for that conference season, but from a fan standpoint, it means some very good basketball being played early in the season.
Yeah, and you know, coaches want more preparation time. So what you have to do, if you don't have more time, you got to make sure that the time that you do have is quality time. And that's what Northwest Missouri State is doing this year with the time that they do have. They're making sure that it's quality time. So those coaches that teams that may not be playing as tough of a schedule, they've got the same amount of time that Northwest has to prepare for conference play, but they won't be as well prepared because they aren't making the quality out of that time they have.
The Northwest women also the same type of situation. They opened up with a very quality team out of Quincy last week. Unfortunately lost in that matchup, and they've got a couple big games coming up tomorrow and Sunday as part of the Winstead Reese Classic.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, tomorrow obviously an interesting matchup because you see a lot of players coming back for Truman State, but of course, first game for Michael Smith to coach against his former team. So that makes it interesting as well. But you're going to recognize a lot of names on that Truman State team that are back from Coach's team, which maybe will be a little bit of a help because I'm sure he probably knows those players pretty well.
Yeah, it's one of the games where you didn't have to spend a lot of time doing a lot of scouting to start with.
That's exactly right, especially at the individual level.
About ready for the national anthem here at the Looney Fieldhouse, and then the starting lineups will be introduced in front of the fans here. And obviously for Northwest, a good contingent of fans just to our left, and Midwestern State coming from Wichita Falls, a little bit more of a drive. The national anthem being performed before tip-off time between Northwest and Midwestern State. Matt, we've got a busy weekend ahead of us, as do both the basketball and football teams. So we got basketball here in just a matter of moments. Then tomorrow, if you look at the schedule, Bearcat football, a chance to claim an outright MIAA championship as they face Missouri Western down here in a 2:37 kickoff. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 1:30. Follow that up with men's basketball from the Hilliard against William Jewell, a 6:30 tip with our pregame at 6:10. And then, as we mentioned, the women getting underway in the Winstead Reeves Classic, and that is a 7:30 tip-off. You can hear that along the Internet starting at 7:10 with the pregame, and over the air we'll be joining that game on the Bearcat Radio Network as soon as the men's matchup is over. And then that picks up Sunday afternoon with more basketball.
You know, the cool part about all that, obviously, is neat to have all the teams in action in such close proximity, but for the fact that they're all close geographically? too early in the season for big words. No, but, I mean, between St. Joe and Maryville, everything is taking place, so hopefully that's an opportunity for people to take in more of the activities. And then, you know, even not on air, you got volleyball at home tonight. We're going to head back, try to get back for some of that. So I'm hoping to get as much in as we can this weekend because opportunities like this don't come about very often.
Well, your chances pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt, the men's basketball team kind of getting into the tradition that's set by football with a little bit of a different look uniform-wise. The basketball team right now in traveling what appears to be gray. It depends on your terminology, whether it's gunmetal or what, but with the green trim and numerals and gray sneakers for today's game.
You know, and I even heard with the football team that maybe their uniform color is lead. I don't know that it's lead because it'd be a little bit tougher in basketball to wear lead trying to get up. So I think we'll probably gunmetal is a good way to go, but it definitely is a neat look. You know, and you see new uniforms all the time, but of course with the new look this year with the new logo and everything like that, they've got the Bearcat on the side on the left leg of these shorts of this uniform. So I really think it's a neat look.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I mentioned the gray shoes to go along with that. Last year the men had the white shoes for home and the green shoes on the road. Now if you have many different combinations, that's a lot of shoes to go through in a year.
Yeah, it sure is. But you know, we've talked about this with football. That's a recruiting thing. You know, guys want to be able to wear some different digs, and if you've got some options there, it's going to help when you're trying to bring in new players.
Dylan Starzl will jump center against Monzago Williams. Starzl at 6'8", and Williams coming in listed at 6 feet. As the tip is up, and it is controlled by Northwest. I believe that the list they gave us has an improper height. He looks a little taller than 6 feet inside.
Yeah.
Northwest with the ball off the right side as Cooper will have it to the top of the key. Williams goes left side, Kirker. Kirker with a little shoulder shrug brings it back out front for Cooper. Back to Kirker on the left wing. Kirker with a bounce pass out high for Slake. Looks low in the block. South side, Starzl pivots and goes up on the shot and hits it. Dylan Starzl gives Northwest a 2-0 lead early on in this Hillier Classic. Midwestern State hustling down the floor off the left wing as Darryl Gibbs, the junior out of Wichita Falls, goes cross court right side for Williams. Out of the top of the key. Looks right side on the wing and gets it to Adderley. Adderley trying to go low post with it and gets it to Dehady. Turns, misses the shot from 8. Rebound chased on the floor by Slake. And here comes Northwest from our left to our right. Cooper across the timeline to the right wing. Out to the top of the key. Slake trailing on the play. Looking at man-to-man defense out of Midwestern State. Out between the circles. Kirker right side for Cooper. Cooper long bounce pass left side for Williams. Williams looks on the left wing. Finds Kirker. Kirker with a hesitation dribble to the free throw line. Right side for Williams. Back out front, Cooper. Cooper through the lane to the bucket. Drives. Lays it on the right side. Won't go. Rebound tipped a couple times and controlled by Midwestern State. Williams on the break to the top of the key. Pulls up right of the free throw line. Out between the circles. And a jumper put up just inside the three-point arc. And missed as it was taken and missed by Derek Castor. Rebound Northwest. Kirker left to right across the timeline. Right side for Cooper. Cooper out between the circles. Will slow up the offense. Picked up by Williams, dribbles to the right wing. Out to the top of the key, gets it to Bryson Williams. Now left side for Kirker. Northwest up 2-0, a couple minutes into this matchup from St. Joseph. Out between the circles, Kirker goes cross court right side. Cooper looks into the right corner, Bryson Williams. Williams with the shot clock at 7, back to Cooper right wing through the lane. Now kicks it back left side. Williams with a long 3 on the way short, may have been deflected and is pulled up by Dehady underneath the bucket. 2-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline, Gibbs looks off the right wing for Williams. Williams accelerates now, finds cutting into the bucket, left side wide open, a Terry Castor, and ties up the game at 2. 17:52 left in the first half. Cooper across the timeline, dribbles between the circles. Now to the left wing. Out front finds Kirker. Kirker back to Cooper, left side. Gets a pick by Starzl. Now Starzl gets it on the pick and roll, left side with it toward the corner. Now we'll hand off to Cooper. Left wing gets caught up from the air. Finds Starzl again. Back to Cooper. Cooper through the lane. In the right corner. Finds Williams open with the 3. Off the front of the rim. And the rebound chased on the baseline. And pulled down by Eddie Dehady. Long pass. Goes low right side for Williams. Kicks cutting through the lane. A little push shot missed inside by Gibbs. Rebound Northwest. Tied up at 2. 17-16 left in the first half. Cooper on the right wing. Kirker goes low post for Starzl. Pivots on the right side. Up with a shot. Blocked away from behind. And the rebound to Midwestern State as Dehady got the block. And now through the lane. Driving Gibbs. Whistle and a foul. As he went down the lane left side. Check that. That is Adderley. Cam Adderley went driving down the lane. The Nassau Bahamas native will go to the free throw line. That's the foul on Deshaun Cooper. That'll be Deshaun's first foul. And we'll send Cam Adderley, a 6'2", a senior, again out of Nassau, Bahamas. Bearcats on a couple occasions, it's been a number of years ago, played in a tournament held in Nassau. Adderley at the line, shooting 2, first one is good.
We're not seeing Midwestern State crash the boards very hard on the offensive end, so that's a good sign for Northwest. Hopefully they'll be able to limit Midwestern State throughout the game to just one shot down the floor.
Slake goes to the sideline and Grant Kozad into the game. Also, Darryl Gibbs to the bench for Midwestern State as Tavarian Nix checks in. Second free throw by Adelaide Good as well. 4-2 lead for Midwestern State. The Mustangs in front of the Bearcats. Into the front court, left side, Cooper. Cooper to the top of the key. Looks left for Kozad. Now the left wing, Kirker. Goes low left side for Starzl. Post up with a shot. Won't go, but it was on a foul. A little mismatch inside. Northwest took advantage of it. This will get Starzl to the free throw line.
That's a few times that they've been able to get that mismatch inside with the pick and roll and the switch by Midwestern State. Twice we've been able to see Starzl post up against a player several inches smaller.
Adderley picks up the foul. His first. Starzl at the free throw line. Knocks down the first. He's got all three of the Bearcat points so far, trying to tie it up here. Look at Adderley again now, only at 6'2", listed 6'2", but he's pulled down 6 rebounds a game in the first 2 games of the season. Second free throw by Dylan is good, and we're tied up at 4. 16-47 left in the first half. Montego Williams across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Puts off the right wing. Now they bring it left side. Trying to get to Plummer. He's cutting to the bucket. Ball hitting in the back of the shoulder, but he chases after it in front of us. Takes it to the top of the key. Left wing Williams. Long three over Williams is good as he takes it and knocks it in. Montego Williams knocks down the three as he took that over Bryson Williams of the Bearcats. And it's a 7-4 lead for Midwestern State in front of Northwest. Kozad high with it on the right side. Drives to the baseline. To the bucket. Low left-handed scoop won't go. And the rebound pulled away by Midwestern State. Williams on the break to the top of the key. To the free throw line. Through the lane. Through traffic. Pushes the shot up. Whistle and a foul on a bump out front. And this will be the second foul of the game on Deshaun Cooper. He has both fouls being called on the Bearcats. Montego Williams out of Palmdale, California, going to the free throw line. The leading scorer for this Midwestern State team, averaging 17 points a game. As I mentioned during the pregame, comes into the program from Western Texas. Free throw on the way, good.
An interesting color of shoes he's got on. You seen the bronze baby shoes?
Yeah.
You know, that's about what those look like. Do you see that?
Yeah.
They kind of look like bronze baby shoes. I haven't seen that. We've seen some wild colors.
Yeah,
but
we have.
That's different.
And low cut.
Yeah. You don't see that very often.
Goes back to the free throw line. 8-4, Midwestern State in front of Northwest. Second free throw, good. 4-point lead for the Mustangs. Northwest, Connor Kirk will take over the point duties as he goes across the timeline right side. As Cooper goes to the sideline, now Tyler Funk looks on the right side. Kirker through the lane, hooks the pass with the left hand. Starzl on the block, off the right, post up, then goes up with a shot and knocks it down. Nice feed by Kirker getting it to Starzl. Brings Northwest within two. Quickly that away. Montego Williams drives to the bucket and a foul coming up. And this one will go on Northwest. Grant Kozad picks up the foul his first. And this will get Williams back to the free throw line.
Well, the first few trips down the floor, we saw Midwestern State try to work it around the perimeter and get something open. But the last few trips, they've really tried to get it inside with the guards, and it's gotten them a couple of trips to the free throw line.
Williams coming into this game, 10 of 15 at the free throw line this season, knocks down another. He's 3 of 3 into this one. I think he's a guy that most likely will get a lot of opportunities at the free throw line this season for the Mustangs. Back to the line, and the second one off the back of the rim, chased into the corner by Starzl, and Northwest Missouri State will have a good hustle by Dillon going after it in the right corner. 10-6, the score, Northwest trailing Midwestern State. Crooker on the right side, out front for Kozak. Kozak, left side, will get it to Williams. He drives and hits the shot off the left side. Bryson Williams with his first bucket of the game. Northwest within two once again. On the right wing, Juan Plummer. Plummer averaging 19 in the contest. We'll give it a left side for Williams. Backs out near the timeline. Picked up by Bryson Williams. Out of the man-to-man defense. Now checked off by Kozak. Goes right side on the wing for Plummer. Plummer, a wide body drives and puts up the shot and hits it. Juan Plummer, averaging 19 points and 4 rebounds a game, coming off his career high of 21 points against East Central last weekend. On the left side, Williams looks cross court right side for Connor Kirker. Midwestern State playing man-to-man defense. On the left side is Bryson Williams, now to Funk, out between the circles for Starzl. Now to Kirker to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes. Left-handed push shot off that left side. Won't go. The putback by Starzl. No. Ball ricochets left. And it's controlled by Midwestern State. Coming up with the Gibbs. On the break, left side for Williams. Pulls up, wants the three off the left side. Knocks it down. His second three of the game. And it's a 15-8 lead for Midwestern State over Northwest. And a timeout being called by the Bearcats to try to stop a little bit of momentum here by Midwestern State.
Yeah, and, you know, you can really tell that the strength for Midwestern State's out there on the perimeter. Their big guys inside aren't real active, but, boy, the guards make up for it by getting inside with that drive, or as we've seen, a couple of threes from this left side by Williams.
Only a couple games in, they've attempted 42 threes so far.
Yeah, and, you know, if you attempt that many, you're going to score, you know. Then they aren't shooting a terrible percentage, you know, as a team overall from the field. They're shooting 41%, you know, and they're hitting 20% threes, but you know, with, like I said, taking that many, you're going to get a few of those to go down.
One thing, early in the season, both of these teams taking care of the basketball, no turnovers so far.
Yeah, that's right, and that's good for Northwest because they only hit one of their first six shots in this game. Right now they're 3 of 9 from the field, but if they had been turning the ball over on top of that, they'd really be down big, but still a lot of time to work with.
Matt Wallace into the game for Northwest. He'll take over the point, goes across the timeline left side, gets a pick by Slake, who also checked in during that timeout. Now to Bryson Williams, left side to the free throw line, tipped away from behind and will go out of bounds as Monzaga Williams knocks it out of bounds. So the Cats will inbound baseline right, but we do have a break in the action. 14-16 left in the first half. It's Midwestern State 15, Northwest 8, back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State trailing Midwestern State in the men's game out of the Hilliard Classic. 15-8 the score. Mustangs in front of the Bearcats. Depending on which service you look at here, Northwest is either 5-1 against Midwestern State or Midwestern State's 2-1 against Northwest. There's a little bit of discrepancy in the records between these two schools.
Well, you know, maybe Midwestern State just didn't like to have that bad of a record against Northwest, and a few of them have just kind of disappeared. But
most of the games on neutral sites through Classics, the last time these two teams played back a few years ago in San Antonio at the River City Classic, which used to be one of the destinations during the non-conference portion of the season for the men's team, which really turned into a nice classic down there in San Antonio.
There's some discussion right now. Two officials are looking at the video. The timeout's been done. One of the officials is talking with coaches Ben McCollum and Austin Meyer, and both teams have their players that are on the floor huddled up. But like I said, two officials are looking at something on the replay right now.
And unfortunately, it's on the far side from where we're at, so we have no way of seeing what's on that video at the moment.
And I can't think, because nothing really happened right before the timeout. Not sure what they would be looking at.
Only thing I can think of, maybe going back to see on one of the three, that last three that was taken by Midwestern State, just to see if he was on the line or not. But that was, you'd think they'd check on that a little bit sooner than now.
Well, yeah, and that's the only thing that I can potentially think of. But, you know, I think he was, I thought at the time anyway, plenty behind the line, but you never know.
Matt, you were talking a little bit earlier about all the things going on, including volleyball tonight. That's a big matchup for the Northwest volleyball team.
Yeah, they need to get a win in that meeting against Southwest Baptist to have a chance to get into the MIAA postseason tournament. And, you know, they played Southwest Baptist earlier in the year in Bolivar and won the first two games and then ended up losing three straight to lose the match. So I know that's one that kind of left a sour taste in their mouth. They really feel like they can get the win tonight if they play well. So hopefully that'll be the case tonight at Bearcat Arena.
Matt Wallace to inbound for Northwest off the baseline right. Inbound comes out to Slake, high post off the right side. Now gets it left for Kozad, driving to the bucket. Won't go, but a foul from behind. Kozad got a step on Daryl Gibbs. Gibbs reaching over, and a little bit of a height advantage for Kyle Slake, or a lot of a height advantage. Slake at 6'10", and Gibbs at 6'3". This will send Grant to the free throw line for a couple free throws.
Yeah, definitely Northwest right now with a decided size advantage over Midwestern State. Now it's just a matter of if they can take advantage of that.
Rosad knocks down the first free throw, averaging just over 5 points a game early in this season. 15-9, Northwest Missouri State trailing Midwestern State. Kozad back to the line. Second free throw, nothing but net. Mustangs pushing it from our right to our left across the timeline as they're in their home white uniforms with the burgundy and gold trim and the golden numerals. Off the left side on the wing, Xavier Blackburn knocks down a three. He's averaging 11 points off the bench for Midwestern State, and it's an 8-point Mustang lead over the Bearcats. Wallace across the timeline off the left side to the top of the key, dribbles right, pulls up on the wing. Now finds a right corner for Slake. Slake now on the wing. Will hand off to Bryson Williams. Cross court left side for Crooker. Crooker on the left wing for Wallace. Tries to go low post with it for Kozad off the left side. Overthrown. Picked up by Midwestern State on the fast break. Kevin Wagner into the right corner. And we'll get it to Blackburn. Blackburn, a junior of New Iberia, Louisiana. Looks left side. Plumber, the three on the way. Barely grazes the rim. Hustling after the underneath the bucket was Eddie Day. And he's on the baseline. Ball belongs to Northwest.
And that's the first miss from three-point range. They hit their first three-point attempts coming into the game, 8 of 40 on three. So that's really the difference in the game right now.
Player into the ball game for Northwest. I think Bearcat fans will be enjoying to watch this season. Zach Schneider, a freshman out of Prairie Village, Kansas. He goes left side, Crooker. Crooker now on the left wing for Wallace. Wallace out between the circles for Crooker. Right side for Schneider. And on the right corner for Williams. Williams through the lane. Drives, and the shot won't go. Bryson knocked to the floor, and a foul coming up on Midwestern State.
You know, one thing we're going to see with the new hand check rules is a lot more focus on help defense. And that's going to give guards a lot more opportunity to hit an open man and rack up the assists because it's going to be a lot tougher for guards from the perimeter to stick with their guy when he goes on a drive.
Williams at the line to shoot two, knocks down at the first. He has 3 points this afternoon. Williams so far now a 6 of 11 at the free throw line. And I really anticipate he'll be much better at the line as this season goes along. A couple years ago, he was right among the leaders in the MIAA at the free throw line. He and Cooper kind of battling it out there. Williams knocks down both free throws, and it's an 18-12 game, Northwest trailing Midwestern State. Wagner looks on the left side for Gibbs. Gibbs dribbles out front, picked up by Crooker, looks left side. Xavier Blackburn drives to the baseline. A double team with Starzl and Schneider. Now they skip it across on the right side. Gibbs. Now out front is Wagner. He looks low post and they're going low with it to Dehaney. Steps on the baseline again, trying to make a pivot and go to the bucket.
Actually, they're going to call him for a foul. He used his off arm to try to, I think it was Bryson Williams that was guarding him and tried to keep Bryson away from getting an angle at the ball and got called for the offensive foul.
And that's his second foul. 14 fouls for Midwestern State. Northwest with three. Now Midwestern State with a couple substitutions. Eric Castor coming into the game. Got Williams out on the perimeter. And now across the timeline for Northwest goes Wallace. Wallace with the bounce pass to the top of the key. Williams down the lane. He goes, drives, misses the layup, knocked to the floor once again, and he'll go back to the free throw line.
Seen a lot of driving by the Midwestern State guards early on in this game, and now we're starting to see that pick up for Northwest. The thing is, Northwest has got an option to either do that or use the inside game, whereas Midwestern State's a little more limited to that.
Darrell Gibbs picks up his second foul, 15th foul, and Bryson at the free throw line knocks down another. 5 points for Bryson early on. Gibbs goes to the sideline. Gonzaga Williams back in for Midwestern State. Wagner at the guard spot, also in the game, Derek Castor. Cam Adderley out there as well for the Mustangs. Second free throw, good. 6 points for Bryson Williams. Four of those coming at the free throw line. 4-point game. Northwest trailing Midwestern State 18-14 with 12:28 left in the first half.
Looking across the way, John, I see the second most popular tennis coach in the MIAA in the stands, Tom Smith, the former head coach of the basketball team, now coaching tennis here at Missouri Western. And, of course, doesn't hold a candle to our Rosie, but
no.
He is here.
I'm surprised Mark Rosewell's not.
I was just thinking that same thing.
Of course, he may end up here before the day's over.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the game's not done yet, so we'll give him some time.
Mustangs will inbound, going from our right to our left. As Kevin Wagner will take it across the timeline. Picked up by Bryson Williams. Pulls up free throw line left. Fade away. Rims around and out. Rebound inside. Dylan Starzl pulls it away for the Cats. Allen goes to Wallace down that left sideline to the top of the key. Right side Crooker. Trying to go into the right corner for Wallace and is tipped out of bounds by Monzago Williams, and Northwest will inbound. 18-14. Northwest Missouri State trails Midwestern State. Inbound on the right side. And it goes to Wallace. Wallace to the left wing to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line right. Now to Crooker on the right wing. Bounce pass low for Starzl. Spins and goes off of the top. And knocks it down. Seeing Midwestern State trying to overplay the post a little bit. Go from the spill. That time Starzl had an easy look at the bucket. Down the lane. Up with a shot inside. Missed as it was taken by Castor. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest.
Yeah. You definitely see the level of play for Northwest coming up here.
Yes, indeed, and it's a two-point game. Northwest trailing Midwestern State 18-16. Wallace will take it across midcourt, handling the point duties for the Cats. Dribbles left side to the left wing. To the top of the key. Finds Starzl on that pick and roll. Misses the shot, blocked from behind that time by DeHaiti. Ball outside, out of bounds, whistle and a foul coming up, and this we'll go against Midwestern State, and from the reaction of Cam Adderley, this went on. Adderley, his second.
Yeah, they're trying to play physical inside against the big guys for Northwest, but so far that's typically resulted in a foul against those big guys.
Adderley to the sideline, and Juan Plummer back into the game. 16 foul, Northwest inbound baseline left. There goes left side for Zach Schneider. Down to the left corner, Bryson Williams puts up the three, rattles around and out. It's about three quarters of the way down the hoop and pops back out. Now here comes Midwestern State, right side, three on the way, and it is good by Monzaga Williams. That's his third three of the game. He's got 12 points, and it's a 21-16 Midwestern State lead.
They are now 4 of 5 on threes. Williams has hit all three of his attempts.
Wallace left side for Snyder, drives the left baseline, a little runner with the right hand, won't go, but another foul coming up on the Mustangs. And this will be a 1-1 opportunity at the free throw line. Foul on DeVarian Nix. It's his first foul of the game. We also have a timeout on the floor with Northwest Missouri State in front of, rather trailing Midwestern State. Again, it's the Mustangs 21, Northwest 16. We'll be back to St. Joseph right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Zach Schneider at the free throw line, knocks down the first free throw. His first point of the game, fouled before the timeout. Second free throw good as well. And Northwest Missouri State trailing Midwestern State 21-18. Kevin Wagner will walk it across the timeline for the Mustangs. Picked up by Connor Kirker, the sophomore out of the Northwest. Out between the circles, throws it away. Trying to go on the perimeter, left side for Williams. He cut right. The ball goes left and out of bounds. And Northwest will have it off the turnover.
Yeah, and we talked about experience. We've seen a couple of times already for Midwestern State where they've had some miscommunications on their passes. They've both been over on the left side as well.
Just under 11 minutes left in the first half. Northwest down 21-18. Kirker to the left wing to the free throw line. Spins, brings it out between the circles. Wallace. Right side, Bryson Williams takes a dribble inside the arc. Now back right side for Snyder. Quick pass left side for Wallace. Goes low left for Starzl. Blocked away from behind and another foul. Trying to post up inside. And DeVarian Nix picks up his second foul. And hopefully this trend will continue. But Northwest doing a good job getting the ball into the post players. And Northwest turning it into some good things. That time, though, they just said the ball was knocked out of bounds. So the Cats inbound left side. And that works out well. They get it to Bryson Williams, who knocks down a three off the left side. A long bomb in front of the Midwestern State bench. And we're tied up at 21. 10-20 left in the first half. Off the right side on the wing for Midwestern State. With the dribble is DeJuan Plummer. Cross court pass to Wagner. Wagner to the top of the key. Looks right side. Plummer trying to look in. Nothing there. Bounce pass low now. And driving through the lane, the dribble is stolen away by Casper. The dribble stolen, picked up by Northwest. Offside Wallace on the wing. A long cross-court pass, tipped in, goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Kirker, and it was knocked out of bounds by Kevin Wagner. And the Bearcats have the ball following a timeout with 9:59 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State and Midwestern State all tied up at 21. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
9:59 left in the first half, tied up at 21, Northwest and Midwestern State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Welcome back, Water. I'm John Coffey. Brandon Travis is our studio engineer this afternoon. And Northwest Missouri State will inbound in the far right corner as they go from our left to our right in this first half. Bryson Williams with the inbound to Matt Wallace. Takes it to the top of the key. Pulls up high post for Snyder. Now looks right wing for Williams. Drives to the baseline. Throws it away. Trying to go underneath the bucket. The pass was stolen and picked up by Midwestern State. As it was stolen off that right side by Sockburn. Now it goes low right. Trying to post up was Nix. Brings it back right side for Blackburn. Cross court left for Plummer. An offensive thread out of Midwestern State. Dribbles between the circles. Looks left side Williams. You can knock it down from 3-point range. Cross court right side. Blackburn once again. And the clock winds down. Not paying attention to the shot clock. And Northwest will get it off the turnover. Right up at 21. Northwest and Midwestern State. Midway through this first half of...
I'm not sure the shot clock got reset.
Yeah, it seemed like it was awfully quick.
I think Midwestern's wondering that same thing.
Wallace on the left wing to the top of the key. Through the lane. Now it looks right side for Kirker. Through the lane. His dribble is knocked away by Plummer. Picked up by Northwest. Left wing, Wallace. Wallace pulls up. Now to Kirker out near midcourt. Looks right wing for Bryson Williams. Williams drives to the right baseline. And a bump and a foul as he's trying to drive past Juan Plummer. And this will be Plummer's first foul.
Tell you what, we're going to learn a lot about the depth of Midwestern State at this pace. I mean, it's been almost every trip down the floor. They've had a foul committed for probably the last 7-8 minutes of this game.
Kirker to the sideline and Deshaun Cooper back in. Deshaun picked up a couple of quick fouls early. 18 fouls right now on Midwestern State. Northwest has been stuck at that three spot with the team fouls for a while now. And Bryson Williams' free throw rolls out. His first miss at the free throw line this afternoon. 4-5 on this game. Now to the top of the key is Caster. Looks left side for Plummer. Plummer to the top. Pulls up the dribble. Looks left side. Williams a long three over Matt Wallace. Jeez. Nothing but net. Enough of that. 24-21 Midwestern State in front of Northwest.
It's the only thing keeping them in this game. They're 5 of 6 from 3-point range.
Into the front court goes Matt Wallace. Dribbles right side for the Cats. Fires the dribble. Finds Cooper at the top of the key. Nice bounce pass to Starzl. Kicks in the bucket. Hits the shot and it's fouled. 10th point of the game for Starzl. He'll go to the free throw line for a chance at a 3-point chip down the floor as he was able to pivot behind Kavarian Nix, who picks up his third foul very quickly coming off the bench. What a difference Deshaun Cooper can make at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, especially, I think, you know, it's got to be a real treat for him because when he played, you know, the season before last, there was hand-checking. Now there's not. That's got to just make him drool when he's got the basketball in his hands.
Starzl now 3 of 3 at the free throw line and ties the game up at 24. 8:24 left in the first half. Into the front court goes Monzago Williams on the right wing with a pass for Plummer. Plummer through the lane, jumps up, whistle as he goes inside, and this one to come up against Northwest. Now Wallace picks up the foul, his first, fourth team foul on the Cats. And this will get DeJuan Plummer to the line for Midwestern State. Plummer this year, a 73% shooter, 11 of 15 as he steps up. And the first free throw rims around and out.
They are now officially shooting better from three-point range than from the free throw line. They're 5 of 7 at the line and 5 of 6 outside the arc.
One more free throw for the senior from Detroit, Michigan. It's good. 1-point lead for Midwestern State, 25-24 over Northwest. Wallace into the front court in front of the scores table off the left side. Now to Cooper, back out to Wallace. Wallace to Cooper out front right. Then looks at the man-to-man defense. Starzl between the circles to Wallace. Wallace to the free throw line into the right corner for Snyder. Three on the way off the back of the rim. And the rebound pulled down inside by Midwestern State. Going down that board was Xavier Blackburn. On the right wing, now Plummer the three. Too hard. Rebound chased out near the top of the key. Pulled down by Cooper. Cooper on a one-on-two break to the baseline underneath the bucket. Dribble to the left corner. Gets it to Williams. Out front for Wallace. Wallace back to Cooper on the left wing. To the free throw line. Right side Wallace trying to look low post and find Starzl off the right side. Now they bring it out top of the key. Cooper, a long three between the circles off the front of the rim. Rebound chased out front right for Wallace. Wallace now to the right corner. Snyder to the baseline. Drives. A low runner is knocked off and away for block by Blackburn. And here comes Midwestern State on the break. Spinning right side is Williams to the lane. Up the shot off the glass. Long go. Starzl clears the rebound for Northwest. Nice spin move by Monzaga. Williams going down the lane, but didn't finish it off, and Northwest will have the ball. 1-point lead for the Mustangs. Out between the circles, Wallace to the right wing. Mouse pass out front finds Bryson Williams at the top of the key. Into lane for Starzl. Ball fake up with a shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound tipped in. Is controlled at the free throw line by Blackburn for the Mustangs. On the fast break right side for Williams. On the right wing. Guarded by Cooper. Bring it out front. Goes cross court. Left side for Plummer. Plummer to the top of the key. Back right side for Williams. Williams back cross court. Left side. Blackburn bounce pass low left. And finds Castor trying to post up with Starzl. In the lane. A little hook inside off the glass and good. Castor with 4 points and a 27-24 Midwestern State lead. It's been close throughout this first half, but Midwestern State having the lead most of the time. Cooper into the front court left side to the left wing. Pulls up inside the arc, takes the jump on the wing, rims around and out, rebound, and it will belong to Northwest, right out of the hands of Derek Castor. Couldn't hold on to the ball as it rolls out of bounds. He went up for a rebound uncontested, and now we're going to say it was out of bounds in Northwest. I think
they called a foul, okay. A push on Dylan Starzl.
All right. Okay, that'll explain it. Starzl's first 15th foul on Northwest, and for Midwestern State, we go from our right to our left as Williams will walk it across the timeline. Met by Wallace, dribbles left side to the left wing. Now to Plummer out between the circles. Pulls up to dribble. Cross court right for Monzago Williams, guarded by Matt Wallace. Williams between the circles. Left open, takes the three out front. Nothing but now. You can't leave him open out front.
Well, Wallace either rolled an ankle or hurt his leg somehow, and that's why he was able to get open. Wallace just wasn't able to get around to keep up.
30-24, Midwestern State in front of Northwest. Now Cooper down the lane on the right side, up with the air, and the shot blocked away by Blackburn, and the rebound tip goes out of bounds as they try to get an outlet, and it belonged to Northwest. Bryson Williams along with Tyler Funk into the game for Northwest. Cooper and Wallace will go to the sideline. Northwest also on the floor with Kirker and Slake into the game along with Kozak. 5:29 left in the first half, a 30-24 Midwestern State lead over Northwest. Out near midcourt, Connor Kirker spins with the dribble. Between the legs with the dribble now, goes cross court left side for Bryson Williams. Gets a pick by Slake. Right side for Kirker. Puts up the three, air ball, rebound off of Slake. Picked up right side by Koze. Goes up with the shot. Ball hangs on the rim, rolls out, and Grant will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple.
Just about got that one to fall.
Xavier Blackburn picks up his first foul. Grant at the line, 2 of 2 from there this afternoon. Both of his points coming from the line. 6A junior out of Kearney, Missouri. Part of a great recruiting class from Kearney playing for Northwest, and Cozad knocks down another free throw. 5-point game. Northwest trailing 30-25 with 5:12 left in the first half.
And of that year, or of that group, Cozad will have an extra year. They came in all three at the same time, him along with Tyler Funk and Dylan Starzl, but he redshirted his freshman year.
Had a great season last year. Pulls Northwest within 4 this afternoon, 30-26. Gonzaga Williams into the right corner for Darryl Gibbs. Gets a pick by Devon Jones, who just checked into the game. Now to Gonzaga Williams out front. Right side for Jones. Jones hands off and gets a right side for Plummer down the lane. Now stops. Fadeaway jumper from 7. Will go rebound to Kirker inside for Northwest. And he'll take it left to right down the right sidelines into the front court. Northwest will set up the offense. Northwest down by 4. Left side dribble and a reach in foul coming up on DeJuan Plummer trying to reach in on Kirker. A little collision out front and the foul coming up on Midwestern State. Breaking the action, 4:36. Left in the first half, Northwest trails Midwestern State 30-26. Back to St. Joseph right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
4:36 left in the first half. The Northwest men's basketball team trailing Midwestern State 30-26. Part of the Hilliard Classic at the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western campus. Matt, it's been a close first half, or well-played first half, but Northwest playing from behind most of it.
Well, I really like how Northwest is playing. I mean, outside of the perimeter shooting for Midwestern State, that's been the only thing that's really got this a close game for Midwestern. I mean, Williams is 5 of 5 from outside the arc, and they've hit 6 threes already in this game, where coming in, they had only hit 8 threes as a team through their first couple of ball games.
Connor Kirker knocks down the first free throw. We'll have one more. Cats shooting very well from the line in this first half. Now 15 of 17 at the free throw, or rather 15 of 16 at the free throw line, as knocks down both free throws there. And it's now a 2-point game. Northwest trailing 30-28. Gonzaga Williams in the right side, and gets the pass for Darryl Gibbs to the free throw line right. Out front left for Jones. Von Jones out between the circles. Williams looks on the right side. Top of the key, Jones will have it. Lobs it near the timeline and gets the pass for Williams. Shot clock's at 9. Williams to the left wing, pulls up the bit. Well, he tries to go into lane with the pass, knocked loose, but it goes right side underneath the bucket. Shot missed, no. Out of bounds, it belonged to Northwest. It was chased by Nick Powell, who tried to take the shot and then come up with it, but blocked out, and it belonged to Northwest.
Great defensive effort that trip down by Northwest.
Cats with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down with 3:57 left in the first half. Kirker across the timeline off the left side to the left wing. Out front for Bryson Williams at the top of the key. Down the lane right he goes. Drives and misses the layup. Rebound. Kozad tries to clear it away in traffic. Out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest off of Nick Powell.
You're starting to see Midwestern State trying to shy away from the contact down low. They've been called for so many fouls in this first half, and that's going to open up some more opportunities for Northwest to score.
Terry Castor back in the game for Midwestern State. Darryl Gibbs goes to the sideline. Northwest inbound, baseline right, into the right corner for Slate. Now finds Williams just outside the arc on the right wing, shot short, rebound, tip. Tyler Funk with the rebound, will bring it back out, and Northwest sets up the offense. Kirker on the left side. Gets a screen by Slate, bounce pass, high post right side for Cozad. Cozad turns, faces the bucket, now pivots back into the lane, little left-hander push shot, good. Grant Cozad with 6 points. We're tied at 30 with 3:20 left in the first half. In the front court, left side, Kevin Wagner to the left wing. Right in front of us with the dribble. Crossover dribble to the top of the key. Right side pass for Blackburn. Down the lane right, pulls up, and a whistle. Bryson Williams, a high cut, reaching up, got a bit of the elbow, and will pick up his first foul. Just the sixth team foul. So Midwestern State will inbound baseline right. 3:09 left in the first half. Northwest and at Midwestern State tied up at 30. Bounce pass low right side, spinning into the lane. Low right-handed shot put up and a miss by Castle. Rebound Northwest. Kozad to Kirk. Gives it to Kirker. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half with this game tied up at 30. Midwestern State coming into the game ranked 13th nationally in the preseason NABC Division II poll. Out between the circles, Funk looks on the right side for Bryson Williams. Dribbles with the left hand top of the key. Now finds Kozad. Takes a jumper from 15 right side and knocks it down. Grant Kozad with 8 points off the bench. Gives Northwest the lead 32-30 with 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Wagner in the front court with the dribble. Goes right side. Guarded by Kirker. Trying to get a screen by Jones. Looks out front left for Blackburn. Blackburn between the circles. Looks left side, Williams. Williams in front of us with a crossover dribble. Toward the left corner, back pedals, wants a three, and good. Falling to the floor that time over Funk, knocks down a three. He is unconscious out there, and it's a 33-32 lead for Midwestern State. Now the other way, whistling a foul. Skirker will run up with the jumper off the left side. And a little pick being called against Slake for Northwest off of that. That's his first foul.
Williams now 6 of 6 outside the arc. He's 0 of 1 inside the arc. So, man, and that one was not an easy shot whatsoever.
1 point lead for Midwestern State. Williams came into this game just 4 of 12 on three-pointers on the season. Blackburn to the left baseline. Pass on the left side, hits the ankle of Castor. Now back to Blackburn. Wants a three over Starzl. Won't go. Fight for the board inside and a whistle. This one looks to go against Northwest. And picking up the foul, Bryson Williams. That's his second. And we'll get to the free throw line, Cam Adderley. It's the second trip to the line this afternoon for Adderley. He's 2 of 2 from there. Nassau, Bahamas. Went to JUCO at Northeast Community College. And the free throw good.
The newest men's basketball player for Northwest in attendance this afternoon, Xavier Kerr from Lafayette High School, has announced today that he has signed. And he's over just beyond this bucket here taking in the Bearcat game this afternoon.
Well, you won't have to change colors when it comes to Northwest.
No, and, you know, Bryson Williams from there as well. And Coach Chris Neff is also here. He's the coach there at Lafayette. Done a pretty good job with that program.
Boy, he certainly has. Adderley misses the second free throw. It's a 34-32, a lead for Midwestern State over Northwest. Out front, Funk trying to go low with the tip, but is controlled on the baseline right by Kozad. Spins into the lane, and a whistle as he has a nice, strong spin move to the bucket.
That's a really good spin move for a big man. You don't see a big man that's able to spin that way and get into the lane. A great job there by Kozad.
Second foul of the game for Xavier Blackburn, sending Kozad to the free throw line. And Kozad just really had a breakout season last year, I thought, and it looks like he's even taking his game up a level for this season.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's kind of what you would expect to see. And, you know, I think this is going to be a great season because of somebody like Kozad who adds to that depth inside for Northwest.
Free throw rims out. His first miss of the game at the free throw line, 4 of 5 from there. 8 points coming off the bench. Northwest now 15 of 17 at the free throw line. 34-32 Northwest down. Bryson Williams to the sideline now for Northwest. Kozad, second free throw is good. Matt Wallace now back into the game for the Cats. 1 point deficit for Northwest. They trail 34-33 with a minute 22 left in the first half. Across the timeline on the right side, Wagner looks right. And we'll get it to Williams. Spins inside the arc. Now trying to drive, pulls up, takes a 14-foot jumper, knocks it down. 23 points in the first half for Williams, averaging 17 a game after the first two games of the year. 36-33, Midwestern State in front of Northwest. Wallace to the right wing, bounce pass high right for Starzl. Takes it back out to Wallace. Inside the arc, top of the key jumper. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Fight for the board inside. Controlled by the Mustangs. And one of the smaller players on the floor, Monzaga Williams, comes away with the board. 43 seconds left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State down now 36-33. And out front, Tyler Funk trying to go with the defense on Williams. A little bit of collision and the foul coming up on Tyler. That'll be his first.
Yeah, kind of a double crossover there by Williams. He crossed over to the left and then right away back to the right, trying to get away from Funk.
Ninth team foul on Northwest. And Williams will go to the free throw line, where he is 3 of 4 from the line this afternoon. Senior El Palmdale, California, steps up. And the free throw good. Boy, he has had one impressive first half. Really, the main reason that Midwestern State has the 37-33 lead over Northwest. 24 of the 37 points coming from Lonzago Williams. Takes a lot of time at the free throw line. High is the bucket, free throw, good.
You mentioned the time of the free throw line. Anymore, usually officials don't count the 10 count at the free throw line. This time, he was counting to make sure he got it off in time.
38-33, Northwest trails Midwestern State. 30 seconds left in the first half. Out near midcourt is Connor Kirker, going one-on-one with Lonzago Williams. Northwest with players along the baseline. Kirker dribbling out front. 19 on the shot clock. About a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Kirker dribbling near midcourt off the right side. Now dribbles left, trying to dribble and almost stumbles out near the scores table on the left side. Now gets a screen by Williams, dribbles to the left wing with six, drives, and the little left-handed shot won't go, and it's on the baseline out of bounds. No longer Northwest off of Cam Adderley. Now with 5.2 seconds left in the game clock and 3 seconds on the shot clock. Connor Kirker to inbound baseline right. Luxon gets it to Bryson Williams. A little fake cut for the shot. Won't go as the buzzer sounds for the shot clock. And so it didn't hit the rim, apparently.
And then the players thought that was the end of the half, and so they quit. And one of the players for Midwestern State who got the rebound started walking with the basketball. And a little bit of a surprise, there wasn't a foul call because a shot fake by Bryson Williams got two defenders in the air, and then when he went up for the shot, they both came down on top of him.
Had 0.1 second left on the game clock. Now they got it to 2.2 seconds left.
If you want to be technical, it should be a travel against Midwestern State. It should be Northwest basketball right now.
Inbound comes to Williams at midcourt, launches the jumper as the buzzer sounds. He'll come up short for a change on a shot, but that was from midcourt. And the score at the end of the first half, it's Midwestern State 38 and Northwest Missouri State 33. So the Cats will go into the locker room, down 38-33. We'll be back and have more for you from St. Joseph and the Looney Fieldhouse as part of the Hillier Classic. Back with more right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R.J. Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back in St. Joseph at the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western campus, Northwest Missouri State killing Midwestern State 38-33 at the half. This is part of the Hillier Classic. Northwest will be back in action tomorrow night. They have a 6:30 tip-off time scheduled against William Jewell. We'll have that one for you beginning at 6:10 with our pregame, barring any overtimes in the football matchup between Northwest and Missouri Western.
You know, and it's not a stretch to think that that's a possibility, too, with the last few years of games that we have seen between those two teams. So, we'll have to hope. We'll take it as it comes tomorrow.
That'll be an exciting game tomorrow afternoon in football. Always a big when Northwest and Missouri Western play. Northwest, again, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, a chance to claim the MIAA title outright with the victory tomorrow afternoon. Last year, it was Missouri Western's turn to win the conference championship on the Northwest campus, so maybe Northwest can return the favor here.
Yeah, there's a ton riding on tomorrow's game, you know, for Northwest, what you just mentioned, and then also guaranteeing themselves not only an off week in the first round of the playoffs if they can get a win, but then home games in the playoffs as far as they can go before at least the semifinals. So that's pretty important, you know, not having to travel in the playoffs if you can get to that point, and having that week off is big. Now, you know, there'd be a possibility if they lost they could get maybe the number two seed. You never know, but you just soon get the win and know for sure that you've got that first week off and have the top seed. And then, obviously, for Missouri Western, you know, they've got to win to even have a shot to get into the playoffs. And it's not even a guarantee there. They also have a chance at getting into the bowl game as well, the Mineral Water Bowl, which, you know, for a program means more practice time, more opportunity to get better as a program. So very important for both teams. A little bit different angles on why it's important, but you know, even if games aren't important in terms of postseason play or conference titles, this is always a fun matchup. So you throw that into the mix, and it just makes it that much more exciting.
One thing for Northwest, they come into this, I think, probably playing as good a football as they've played all season long. It just seems like this team has been building from the first game of the season to this point, obviously going undefeated at this point. They played at a pretty high level all year long, but it always seems like a lot of things are coming together for them right now.
Yeah, I really think so, and I think the last couple of weeks really shows that, because that's been their toughest competition outside of Pittsburgh State, obviously, at Arrowhead. But, you know, the toughest competition that they have seen has been Washburn and Emporia State, and, you know, they've handled those games. It looked pretty easy. Granted, it wasn't pretty easy, but they made it look easy, and so I really think that says a lot for what they're doing, the offensive and defensive lines. You know, you always hear coaches talk about winning games in the trenches, and I think that's exactly what Northwest Missouri State is doing. Offensively, they're able to do so much because that line is doing such a great job blocking, and on the defensive side, they're able to get so much pressure on quarterbacks and get into the backfield just with the defensive line and maybe a linebacker or two, that it's made life a lot easier for what is a really good secondary. So when you take good players in the secondary and none of them have to be concerned about the run, and there's pressure on the quarterback and the quarterback has to make quick decisions, a lot of good things happen defensively. So the battle in the trenches being won by Northwest on both sides of the ball.
And I think one of the things that we see now of the Bearcats defensive line is that they're so deep, they're fairly well rested going in late in the ball game. And what we saw last week against Emporia State, they just wore down that offensive line for Emporia.
You know, and I think that's one thing that might be a key tomorrow, because the offensive line for Missouri Western is a good offensive line. They're especially good at run blocking. You know, they lost Michael Hill from last year, but their run game is still really strong because of their offensive line. So tomorrow, you know, if you don't see them getting in the backfield, Northwest defensive line, that is, getting in the backfield and getting to Partridge early, just wait. It'll eventually happen, because eight or nine guys rotating through on that defensive line, no matter how good you are on the offense, you get tired when you're seeing fresh legs, because usually, you know, if you're only facing the same guy or maybe a couple of guys, they're getting worn down just like you are. But with Northwest, they're running so many guys in there that they're not having that effect. So that's why they get stronger as the game goes on. They're strong while the other team's getting a little bit weaker because of that fatigue. So that might be something to look for tomorrow as well.
That'll be a fun matchup tomorrow. We'll have that along the Bearcat Radio Network. It's a 2:37 kickoff, airtime at 1:30 with Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee, to lead you right into the kickoff. And we'll lead you from that right into basketball here at the Hilliard Classic, as Northwest will face William Jewell tomorrow night in a 6:30 tip-off. And then that will lead into women's basketball, Northwest and Truman State. We'll be back and talk more about the women's action in the Winstead Reeves Classic. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest trailing Midwestern State at the half, 38-33. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The Northwest women's team will have their home debut tomorrow evening as they will face Truman State in their opening game of the Winstead Reeves Classic, 7:30 as tip-off time. And, Matt, that's an interesting matchup for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you talk about the home debut for Coach Michael Smith for Northwest Missouri State, and he's making that debut against his former team, Truman State, who has a lot of players back that were a part of his team. And, you know, that's going to make it interesting just in terms of the knowledge and the preparation against them and, you know, what he's going to know, the little ins and outs of how you need to play against Truman State. But, you know, not only that, I know Northwest has been itching to get back on the court since that loss against Quincy. This is the time of year where sometimes you wait a little bit longer to get back on the court than you usually do. So it'll be interesting to see how they step out and play tomorrow. As, you know, still a lot of newness for that team, but it's going to be a good team as the year goes on. We just want to see them continue to make progress each game.
And that game can be heard its entirety on KXCV.org to start with. And then as soon as the men's game is over, we'll be joining up with the women's broadcast over the air along the Bearcat Radio Network. And then the network will have for you on Sunday the matchup with the Northwest Women and William Jewell.
Yeah, and William Jewell is one of those programs that seems to be solid year in and year out. They've got some good players again this year, too, and will be another good early season game for the Northwest Missouri State women.
Here at the half, the Midwestern State men with a win over Northwest, with a lead over Northwest, 38-33 at the half. Again, 38-33 the score at halftime. Midwestern State in front of Northwest. We'll be back. Check some of the numbers for you as our halftime report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln, continues after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
And welcome back to halftime as Northwest Missouri State trails Midwestern State 38-33 as we check some of the numbers here on the Tri-State Ford and Lincoln halftime report. Northwest Missouri State in the first half ended up shooting 1 of 7 from three-point range. They were 8 of 29 total from the field. The area where they really excelled offensively was at the free throw line, 16 of 18 from there, shooting 89%. They were just 1 of 7 again from three-point range, 14%, 8 of 29 from the field overall for Midwestern State. Overall shooting just 48% from the field, 11 of 23, but 7 of those 11 made field goals in the first half came from behind the three-point arc, shooting 70% from there. And Midwestern State 9 of 12 at the free throw line. Northwest out-rebounding Midwestern State 21 to 15. and individually. Leading the way in scoring, Monzaga Williams with 25 points out of the first half. Only player in double figures for Midwestern State. For Northwest in double figures, Dylan Starzl with 11, and a lot of those coming early in the first half. Again, at halftime, Northwest Missouri State trailing Midwestern State 38-33. We'll have more for you after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Welcome back to the Looney Fieldhouse in St. Joseph on the Missouri Western campus of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team. Trailing Midwestern State at the half, 38-33, as Midwestern State out going through their warm-ups prior to the start of the second half. The Northwest men just coming out of their locker room now, getting ready to go for the second half. Matt, when you look at the way that first half went, what do you see as some of the keys now for the second half?
Well, obviously Northwest is going to have to make some adjustments on Williams and, you know, try to get him slowed up from outside the arc mainly, because that's really all Midwestern State has. You mentioned he was the only one in double-digit scoring. He was the only one over 5 points. I mean, nobody else was even close to double-digit scoring. So, and it's not that he was being a ball hog and taking a lot of shots. There were a lot of guys that were getting touches for Midwestern State. They were just not able to score the basketball. So, got to do something there now. Granted, a couple of the shots that he hit were contested and were tough shots. I'll give him that, but it's not going to continue if you make sure and stay in his face and make him really work for those looks out on the perimeter.
Northwest coming into tonight's action 1-1 on the year after their trip to Minnesota last weekend for Midwestern State. They're 2-0 on the year. They competed in the Southwestern Oklahoma Classic in Weatherford, Oklahoma. And again, these are two very quality teams right now going at it. Midwestern State ranked 13th nationally in the NABC preseason poll. The Bearcats were picked in the preseason conference polls to finish second in both the media and the coaches poll. And I think you're going to see both of these teams win a lot of games this season.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, is this a make-or-break game this early in the season for either team? No, but it does do a lot for the confidence of the team and things that are going on if you can get a win here today in the early part of the season.
And both teams now getting some final words from their coaches. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, Northwest with a different look in a road uniform with a kind of a dark gray uniform with the green trim and the white numerals. And, Matt, we talked about the players, but it looks like Andy Peterson, one of the assistant coaches for Northwest, also kind of coordinating things with a gray look with his outfit tonight.
Yeah, you wonder if there's anything to that. You know, you never know. It might be accidental, but it is pretty close, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's coming out with Deshaun Cooper and Connor Crooker at the guard, Bryson Williams at one of the four spots. Then you've got inside Dylan Starzl and Kyle Slake, the original starting lineup for Northwest. Cooper picked up a couple early fouls set for some of that first half. And Matt, I imagine it's going to take a few games for Deshaun to really feel comfortable back in game action here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially just trusting his body, you know, and making sure that it feels the way it should so that he can do what he wants to do on the court.
Terry Castor will inbound for Midwestern State as they begin the second half. Inbound comes to Monzaga Williams out between the circles. Dribbles left side. Pushes the pass out front left for Darryl Gibbs. Now to the free throw line. Jumper put up and missed by Adderley. Fight for the ball. It chased into the right corner. Good hustle by Slake, saving the ball inbounds as he gets it to Bryson Williams for Northwest. Now Crooker will take it from our right to our left in the second half. Sean Cooper into the front court with the dribble to the top of the key. Looks right side off of the wing for Crooker. Low post right for Starzl. Into lane. Fade away. Won't go, but another foul. This will get Dylan to the free throw line. Can't call for this foul. Derek Castor, that's his first foul. Team's first of the second half. And Dylan Starzl going to the free throw line where he's 3 of 3 out of the first half. Dillon leading the team in scoring with 11 points, knocks down another free throw.
And Castor, kind of questioning the call a little, looked over toward his bench and head coach Nelson Haggerty. And Haggerty said, yeah, you committed the foul. Go straight up.
Second free throw good by Dillon. And 5 of 5 at the free throw line for Starzl. And Matt, I think that will be important for Dillon to have a good percentage at the free throw line, because I think he'll get there a lot this season.
Absolutely.
Off of the left side. Out front, Gibbs looks right side for Adderley. Adderley with the double team out with Kirker Anschlick on the right wing. A long three put up and missed off that right side by Derek Castor. Rebound Northwest. Kirker down the left side, line in the front court left. Long bounce pass low out of a double team. Gets it to Starzl, lays it up and in. That pass was right on the money to get it to Starzl, and he even made the shot off the left side. Northwest down by one, 38-37, as the Cats coming off and doing well here in the second half. On the right side, Adderley. Adderley dribbling between the two Bearcats. Looks on the left wing. Now bounce pass low into the lane. They get it for DeHaiti. He tries to scoop a pass low. It goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Castor. It belongs to Northwest. So Midwestern State yet to score in this second half. And for Northwest, now to within one, 38-37. It was a 38-33 game at halftime. Cooper to take it across the timeline to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Pass pass to the top of the key. Bryson Williams to the left wing for Kirker. Now to Williams. Williams lobs the pass left side. Picked up by Kirker in the left corner. Out front for Cooper. Sean to the free throw line. Left side for Kirker. The left-handed three on the way. Nothing but net. Connor Kirker with 5 points in Northwest. Takes the lead 42-38 as they score the first points of this second half. Now 42-38 game. Northwest in front of Midwestern State. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Bearcats got on a 7-0 run to start the second half. They now lead Midwestern State 40-38. Midwestern State yet to score here in the half.
Yeah, and it's been a great start to the half. And one thing, the adjustment that we talked about that Northwest has done, they're applying a lot more pressure out on the perimeter, out on the guards, trying to make them make quick decisions and not have a good look at the floor.
Mustangs with it, following the timeout. Gibbs into the right corner with the dribble to the right wing. Looks on the right baseline, gets it to Adderley, takes the jumper from 17, knocks it down. Cam Adderley with 5 points in the game, ties it up at 40. Cooper to handle the point duties across the timeline for Northwest. Dribbles right side. Picked up out front, out of Midwestern State's man-to-man defense by Bonzango Williams. Now in delay, they get it to Kirker as he takes it inside, knocks down the jumper from 5. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 42-40. Now top of the key, Castor with a 3 over Starzl, knocks it down. Derek Castor, a 6'6 player out front with a 3, his first of the game. Now 1 point Mustang lead, 43-42. Sean Cooper dribbling to the right side. Bounce pass out front left for Kirker. Into the lane. Finds Starzl. Spins right side on Castor. Fadeaway is good. Starzl knocks down the jumper. Now off the right side. He's got 17 points in this first half. Northwest up by one. 44-43. Out front Castor another 3. This time a long rebound to left corner. Deshaun Cooper saves it inbounds for Northwest. Cooper accelerates across the timeline right side. To the top of the key. Looks outside for Williams. Williams into the left corner for Kirker. Gets a pick by Slake. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now out front for Cooper. Cooper to the free throw line. Back left side. Kirker a 3 on the way. Got it.
Connor Kirker heating up.
9 points in Northwest up 47-43. Out front Williams on the left side. Castor. Caster in the left corner gets it to Adderley. Adderley back right side for Williams of Midwestern State. Guarded by Williams of Northwest. Off of the right wing with the dribble out front goes Gibbs. Cross court left side. On to the drive. Back right side and Gibbs with a jumper from 3-point range. Won't go. Fight for the board inside. Whistle coming up. And this one go on Northwest as Kyle Slake will pick up his second foul. First team foul of the half for Northwest. Cats up 47-43. Slake and Bryson Williams go to the sideline. Tyler Funk into the game along with Grant Kozad.
So after going 7 of 10 in the first half on threes, Midwestern State just 1 of 4 so far here in the second half.
Inbound. Into the left corner. It goes for DeJuan Plummer, who checked in during that break in the action. Out to the left wing. Bounce pass. Left side. Trying to drive on Kozad. And now back to the left. It goes for Plummer. Plummer shot won't go. Rebound Kozad. Out right side for Cooper. Cooper through the lane. Through traffic. Scoots the layup. Up in and a foul. Nice move through traffic for Deshaun Cooper. His first bucket of the game. And he'll get to the free throw line.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what the magic words were at halftime, but this Northwest team's a lot fired up, playing a lot better basketball here in the first four minutes of the second half.
At the line, Cooper, free throw is good, so a 3-point trip down the floor for Northwest. Plummer, who picked up a foul, picked up his third as well, and now Midwestern State will inbound, but Northwest up by 7. Across the timeline goes Kevin Wagner for Midwestern State. Guarded by Deshaun Cooper of the Bearcats. Pass on the left wing. Getting it is Blackburn. Spins in the lane as he does. Whistle as he goes in the lane. And a foul coming up on Northwest. Kozad will pick up his second. And this will get Xavier Blackburn to the free throw line. The junior from New Iberia, Louisiana. And he transfers to Midwestern State from North Dakota State Science. Free throw. Rims up. A little bit of difference in the weather from his two schools.
That's for sure.
50-43. Northwest in front of Midwestern State. Second free throw on the way. Good. Now 50-44 game. Northwest up. Cooper across midcourt. Dribbling right side now between the circles to the left wing. Out front finds Kricker. Now they go low with it for Kozad. Trying to post up with Blackburn. Dribbles into lane. Spins left side up with the shot. Blocked away by Blackburn. He'll come away with it. And now on the fast break goes to Wagner down the lane. Lays it up. Misses it. The rebound falling on the play. The putback is too hard by Adderley. Now picked up by Wagner on the left side. He'll dribble out in front of the Midwestern State bench. 50-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. Left side, long three on the way by Xavier Blackburn. Misses, fight for the board on the baseline, and a whistle.
I think this one's going to go on Coop. That might be. He's been a little bit of foul trouble in this game.
He is third. 13th foul on the Cats as well. And Deshaun will go to the sideline. Bryson Williams back in the game for Northwest. Kevin Wagner inbound, or he does. Gibbs back into the contest for the Mustangs will take the place of Cam Adderley. Wagner looking to inbound, baseline left, gets it into the left corner. Plummer will dribble to the left wing, now tries to drive Von Funk, kicks it out left side. Blackburn spins down the lane, left ball knocked out of bounds from behind by Funk. Here will belong to Midwestern State, but quick hands by Funk to slap that ball away. Breaking the action, 14-53. Left in the ball game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Midwestern State, 50-44. Back to St. Joseph and the Hilliard Classic right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back at the Looney Fieldhouse in St. Joseph on the Missouri Western campus, Northwest and Midwestern State in an opening game of the Hilliard Classic. Midwestern State out of Wichita Falls, 2-0 on the year. Northwest 1-1. Mustangs will inbound following the timeout. Kevin Wagner to inbound, baseline right. It's the inbound for Gibbs. Gibbs will bring it out to the top of the key. Plummer, a long three, rims around and out. Sparzel clears the board inside. Nice positioning inside for Dillon. And Northwest will go from our right to our left as Connor Kirkle will slow it up, take it across the timeline, dribbles right side. To the top of the key with that left-handed dribble. Now finds Bryson Williams on the right wing. Bryson, top of the key, picked up by Gibbs, drives the lane, takes a fadeaway, won't go. Rebound tipped by Kozad, chased down, though, by Gibbs for Midwestern State. Across the timeline on the left side. Now into the right corner with the drive. Goes Blackburn. Drives on Kozad. Shot off the glass. No and a foul. This will go on Northwest. And I believe Grant Kozad will pick up his third foul. Fourth team foul on the Cats here in the second half. Blackburn going to the free throw line. He's one of two from there this afternoon. 4 points total. Free throw on the way. Ribbons around and out. Midwestern State as a team coming into today's game, shooting 62% from the field after their first two games. Second free throw by Blackburn Good. Zach Schneider in the game for Northwest takes the place of Kozad. Snyder, the 6'7", a freshman out of Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 7 points a game coming into today's action. Crooker handling the point duties, takes the free throw line through the lane, drives with a left-handed layup, won't go. The putback by Starzl, no, too hard. Starzl tries to keep the ball alive, chases it in the right corner and kicks it out front. Tyler Funk with it between the circles, looks right side for Crooker. Right in front of the Bearcat bench, dribbles top the key, cross-court left side, Bryson Williams. Gets it picked by Snyder, now Snyder will have it left wing. Out between the circles with the dribble, pulls up. Finds Crooker near the timeline, 18 on the shot clock, 13:46 left in the game. Crooker, free throw line, into the lane. Pivots, gets it to Snyder, left wing, open with the three, on the way, got it. Zach Snyder with his first three of the game, he's got 5 points. Northwest up 53-45 with 13:34 left. Out to the top of the key is Blackburn. Now finds Plummer, he throws it away, chased in the corner by Blackburn, can't come up with it, and it'll belong to Northwest off the turnover. Case where Plummer kind of left his feet out there on the top of the key and really didn't know what he wanted to do with it. Tried to find someone open and he threw it toward the left wing and really nobody there. 53-45 Northwest in front. Just the sixth turnover for Midwestern State. Northwest has only turned it over four times this afternoon. Kirker to the free throw line, into line, goes left side for Funk, tries the baseline as he does. A block foul coming up on Midwestern State. Darrell Gibbs comes up and says, how can that be called on me?
Because you were behind on defense. You didn't get to the spot first.
His third foul. Third team foul on Midwestern State.
And he goes over to the sideline, and Coach Haggerty made the sign, like, zip your lip. Just sit down. You got called for a foul. We'll worry about it later.
Gibbs to the bench. Adderley into the ballgame. And now inbound, that comes from Kirker to Bryson Williams, low left side, out front with the pass for Funk. 18 on the shot clock, Funk will dribble to the right wing. Now on the right side for Connor Kirker. Kirker with a left-handed dribble, finds right side, Starzl drives on the pick and roll, lays it up, misses it, but a foul. And this will send Dillon right back to the free throw line. Foul goes on Eddie DeHaney, that is his third foul. And Dillon right back to the free throw line where he's 5 of 5 this afternoon. 17 points total for the senior out of Kearney. First one good. Northwest in front 54-45. They've led most of the second half after a 7-0 run to start the second half as they trailed most of the first half, but it's really single digits throughout the entire game. Back to the free throw line, Starzl, and his free throw too hard. Rebound chased down by Snyder, hustling after for Northwest. Now to Kirker. Kirker near the timeline. Northwest with a chance to add to their 54-45 lead. Kirker on the left wing. Left side finds Funk. Funk goes to the left baseline. Into the line. Up with a shot. Won't go. Rebound inside. Pulled away by Midwestern State. And the rebound to Nix with an outlet to Williams. Williams into the right corner with the pass for Kasten. Check that now with it is Adderley. Cross court left side. Plummer. Plummer on the left wing. Out front left for Kasten. Caster through the lane, drives on, Starzl on a foul coming up. And this one, we're going Bryson Williams. Williams with a little reach in as he went by, picks up his third foul. 15th foul on Northwest. Terry Caster to the line for the first time this afternoon.
Seeing Midwestern State be a little more aggressive taking the ball to the hole, it's resulted in a few more fouls in the early part of this half than we saw in the early part of last half.
Caster with his fourth free throw of the season, his first make of the season at the free throw line. And he's got 8 points. Bryson Williams goes to the sideline. Deshaun Cooper back into the game. As Bryson just picked up his third, the Cats countering with Cooper, also playing with three fouls. 54-46, Northwest in front. 12:24 left in the game. Caster's second free throw, too hard. Rebound as they go after it in the lane. A whistle. Nix fell to the floor in the lane, and a foul coming up on Northwest. Connor Kirker picks up this one. That'll be Connor's first foul. Inbound baseline left, and it goes off the left side for Adderley. Adderley with the dribble to the left wing, guarded by Kirker. Spins left side. Now pulls up inside the arc, finds Nix out on the left side. Nix near the timeline with the pass for Monzago Williams. He doubles left side with 18 on the shot clock. Now through the lane, a little runner on the way, won't go. Fight for the boards. They crash hard. It's pulled down by Nix, who has it stripped out of his hands. Picked up by Kirker for Northwest. Cats from our right to our left in the second half. Funk to the free throw line. Kicks it back out front. A left-handed three by Kirker on the way. Rims out. Rebound fought for inside and controlled by Nix. And a long baseball pass to midcourt for Williams. Pulls up right wing three on the way over Kirker too hard. Rebound Kirker at the free throw line. Connor with the dribble across the timeline will slow it up, didn't have the numbers, and we'll give it up to Deshaun Cooper. He'll handle the point duties with Northwest in front, 54-46. 11:30 left in the game. Out front, Kirker, guarded by DeJuan Plummer, finds into the lane, Starzl up for the shot, won't go, and another foul. And another trip to the free throw line for Dylan Starzl.
I think Starzl was expecting more contact as he went up for it. He had a little more lean into that, didn't get it, and I think that's probably why he ended up missing the shot, because he didn't get as much contact as he anticipated.
Foul on Blackburn, his brother Caster, his second. This will send Starzl at the line to shoot two. First one good. Seeing Midwestern State try to overplay the post, and oftentimes with the double team, and with the first person trying to go for that steal on the entry pass into the blocks, and Northwest has really had some nice passes inside, setting up a Starzl. Starzl with the second free throw, good. 20 points for Dylan. He's 8 of 9 at the free throw line. And Northwest up 56-46, their largest lead of the game.
First time either team has led by double digits.
11:20 left in the game. Monzago Williams, who had 25 points in the first half, yet to score in the second half. Looks left side on the wing, and a three on the way. Good. That time taking the left corner by Cam Adderley, his first three of the game. He's got 8 points. 56-49, Northwest in front of Midwestern State. Into the front court, left side is Deshaun Cooper. Through the lane, to the bucket. Little runner, won't go. And the rebound, Slake with the putback. It's good, and a foul. Nice aggressive play by Kyle Slake, getting the rebound and going right back up with it. And it was fouled. We'll get a chance to have a traditional three-point trip down to four. Sixth team foul, also the fourth foul on Xavier Blackburn. So Kyle Slake going to the free throw line. The knee bend, the free throw, and it's good. Back to a 10-point lead for the Bearcats, 59-49, 10:50 left in the game. Into the front court, Monzago Williams, filling out near the timeline. What's on the left wing? Gets it to Adelaide with the drive and a foul. And this one to go on Northwest. Wallace will pick up his second foul, 17th foul on Northwest. And a timeout by Midwestern State with 10:41 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 59, Midwestern State 49. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State in front of Midwestern State, 59-49, 10:41 left in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Had a good second half for the Bearcats.
Yeah, absolutely. Able to build up a double-digit lead. You know, Midwestern State led through a lot of the first half. Their biggest lead, though, was just 8 points. So Northwest has had a very good end to the first half and then came out even stronger at the start of the second half and are kind of carrying that on as we go. So far that means good things for the Cats. They've got a little bit of a cushion, but still a lot of work to do.
As the line, Cam Adderley. Shooting a 1-1 following the timeout. Adderley with 8 points. Five of those coming in the second half. Free throw comes up short. Nix comes away with the rebound for Midwestern State. His foul, no, and the rebound inside. Adderley tries to put it up, misses too hard. Snyder with the rebound, knocked to the floor hard, and the foul coming up on Midwestern State. Good aggression inside by the freshman, Zach Snyder. That will go on Tavarian Nix, and that's his fourth foul. So, Matt, we're seeing some of the inside players from Midwestern State kind of get into some critical foul problems here.
Yeah, like we talked about it in the first half, we said we're going to find out what kind of depth they've got because Northwest was getting them in foul trouble inside very early in the ball game. I think Northwest was in the bonus maybe 8 minutes into this game. So, that's going to be a key for Missouri or for Midwestern State to see how deep they are.
Zach Snyder going to the free throw line. And the front end of a 1-1 rattles out. And the rebound to Midwestern State. 59-49, Northwest up. Now Williams drives, blocked away from behind by Snyder, but the foul is put up and in on the play by Derek Kastler. Kastler in double figures with 10. 59-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now Wallace, cross-court right side for Snyder. Into the arc, now brings it out top the keeper, Wallace. Left side is Kirker. Kirker back to Wallace out front, now to Kirker, left wing. Low post pass, finds Slakes, pivots, up in the shot off glass, no, and the rebound inside, pulled away by Adderley for Midwestern State, from our left to our right. That's Williams for Midwestern State, kicks it back out front right, Plummer, the three over Kirker, rims around and out, and Cooper with the rebound inside for the Cats. And he'll take it down the right sideline and take it across the timeline as Northwest will set up their offense. Sean Cooper on the left to the top of the key with the dribble. Snyder now to Kirker on the left baseline. Drives, brings it back out front for Cooper. Left side, Snyder on the left wing. Now to Kirker, left corner of the three. On the way, off the front of the rim. Rebound inside. Pulled down by Adderley for the Mustangs. Well, left for Williams. Long pass, low left side for DeHaiti. Turned up for the shot too hard. And the rebound, the putback left side is good. Plummer with the board in the bucket. He's got 5 points after leading this team in scoring coming into this game with a 19-point-per-game average. Timeout with 9:15 left in the game. Northwest 59, Midwestern State 53. Back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
9:15 left in the game. Northwest 59, Midwestern State 53. With Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. Brandon Travis is our studio engineer. And Matt, Midwestern State with a little bit of momentum here.
Yeah, and hopefully Northwest with this timeout can kind of slow that momentum down just a little bit. It's what we talked about. You can't get too comfortable even with a double-digit lead because there's still a lot of work to do with just over 9 minutes to play.
Cats will come out of the timeout with Wallace, also Starzl, Kozad checking back into the game, Bryson Williams, and Deshaun Cooper. So you've got Kozad along with Cooper and also Williams all playing with three fouls on the floor for the Cats. Don't forget, we've got a big day tomorrow along the Bearcat Radio Network, a triple header. We'll start things off with Bearcat football tomorrow afternoon. The Northwest football team facing Missouri Western right back here in St. Joseph. 1:30 is our airtime with Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by IV. And then after that, it's Bearcat men's basketball from the Hilliard Classic here in St. Joseph, as well as the Northwest will face William Jewell in a 6:30 tip-off, airtime at 6:10. And we'll follow that up with the Northwest women as they open up play in the Winstead Reeves Classic, facing at Truman State. So a lot of activity along the Bearcat Radio Network tomorrow. 59-53, Northwest up on Midwestern State. Deshaun Cooper at the top of the key. Dribbles right side, drives underneath the bucket, slips and falls. Loses the handle on the dribble. Well, out of bounds. It'll belong to Midwestern State. And we got a break in the action. 9:03 left in the game. Northwest 59, Midwestern State 53. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com. Back in St. Joseph at the Hilliard Classic on the Missouri Western campus, Northwest and Midwestern State, Bearcats in front 59-53. And, Matt, we've had a pretty entertaining game from two very good teams.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we expected. We figured this would be a good, close basketball game. Really, the biggest surprise to me is that either team has led by double digits in this one, but the last 9 minutes are going to be about the same.
59-53, Northwest in front. They had a 59-49 lead just a few moments ago for that double-digit lead off the left side in the corner. A long three on the way. Missed by Monzaga Williams. Rebound Northwest. Grant Kozad with it. And he'll give it to Deshaun Cooper. And Cooper across midcourt off the left side to the top of the key. On the left wing for Wallace. Trying to go low post with this. Take goes high post left for Kozad. Across the right side is Cooper. Hands off to Bryson Williams. Bryson on the right wing. Cooper being defended aggressively by DeJuan Plummer. Out of Wallace on the left wing for Bryson Williams. Williams with the drive to the bucket. Kicks it right side for Kozad. Up with a shot stripped loose inside. Controlled by Midwestern State. Pulled away by Castor. Out of Williams for Midwestern State. Spins in the lane. Kicks the pass on the right wing. Nice spin move. Finds Plummer who drives the lane right. Misses the shot. Rebound and a foul coming up as Bryson Williams trying to fight for the board with Eddie DeHaiti. And they'll give this one instead on Starzl, and that's really a better situation for Northwest. Starzl with just two fouls, and Williams right now playing with three. 80 to the free throw line. A senior out of Orlando, Florida, played at Youngstown State before coming to Midwestern State. Cats in the second half with 18 fouls. Midwestern State with seven. 80 coming into this game, averaging 8 points and two rebounds a game. At the free throw line, 3 of 7, knocks down the free throw. His first point of the game. Slake in, and at Kozad to the bench for Northwest. Northwest 1-1 on the season after an opening win over Upper Iowa, then a loss to Southwest Minnesota. Midwestern State 2-0 on the year. Wins over East Central and Southwestern Oklahoma. 80. Right, the second free throw. Nothing to that. Back into the game, Darryl Gibbs for Midwestern State. Takes the place of DeJuan Plummer. 59-55, Northwest Missouri State in front of Midwestern State. Wallace across midcourt on the left side, takes it between the circles. Now checked off out front and a bump and a foul. This one, DeJuan Castor came out in a double team, and Derek Castor will pick up his third foul.
Yeah, just came out too aggressively to try to help double team on a screen and stepped right in front of Williams, or excuse me, Wallace.
And Wallace to the free throw line for the first time. He's got a three-pointer to his credit back in the first half. Junior out of Bellevue, Nebraska's free throw off the front of the rim. Rebound tip by Schlake. Chasing after him in the right corner. Schlake goes after. Good hustle by Kyle. Now to Cooper out front as the Cats will have it offensively. Wallace between the circles. Again, man-to-man defense out of Midwestern State. Both teams have played man-to-man throughout the game. Slate pops out between the circles, takes the pass by Wallace. Now back to Wallace, goes low right side for Starzl, and a double team up the shot, and a foul, and another trip to the free throw line for Dylan Starzl. This one goes on Eddie DeHaiti, and that is his fourth foul. As Starzl goes to the line, he has 20 points, and he's 8 of 9 at the free throw line. Northwest as a team shooting 82% at the line, 23 of 28. Free throw good. Nick. 21 points for Dylan Starzl. Nick's in, and Castor to the bench for Midwestern State. Second free throw by Dylan off the front of the rim and pops in. 61-55, Northwest in front of the Mustangs. Gonzaga Williams into the front court. Yet to score in the second half after having 25 in the first half. Gibbs on the right side. Gives it to Adderley. Adderley going between the circles. Looks on the right side. We'll get the pass for Gibbs. Gives back to Murphy in front of the Midwestern State bench. Dribbles through a double team. Bounce pass on the right side. Finds Nick firing to the bucket. The easy layup off the right side. That's his first bucket of the game. 61-57 Northwest in front of Midwestern State with 7 minutes left in the game. Cooper, left wing, down the left side. Takes the jumper from 12 off the front of the rim. Won't go. And the rebound to Midwestern State as Williams for Midwestern State clears it away. Tries to go in the lane with it on the dribble. And then whistle on a foul coming up. This one will go on Northwest. Matt Wallace will pick up his third foul. So you look at Northwest. They've got Deshaun Cooper with three, Bryson Williams with three, Matt Wallace with three, and Grant Kozad with three. At the free throw line, Gonzaga Williams. He's 4 of 5 at the line. And off his offense coming in the first half. As we mentioned in the first half, takes a long time at the free throw line. Now the knee bend after several dribbles. Free throw good. Apparently it works for him. His first point of the second half. Connor Kirker in the game for Northwest. Plummer goes to the sideline. Castor back in for Midwestern State. 61-58, Northwest in front of Midwestern State. And the second free throw, good. 61-59, what was a 10-point lead, now down to 3 for the Cats. 6:40 left in the game. Wallace across the timeline on the right side. Bounce pass low right for Starzl. Spins left into lane. Fade away. He won't go. Fight for the board by Slake inside. And it's knocked out of bounds off of Slake as Gonzaga Williams is able to get the ball to go off to Kyle. 6:32 left in the game. 61-59 Northwest in front of Midwestern State. Gonzaga Williams across the timeline. Playing the circles. Looks left side on the wing. Now driving to the bucket. Whistling a foul as Castor took it to the bucket off the left side. And a foul coming up on Northwest. For Kyle Slake, he picks up his third foul. And this will send Castor to the line. 6:17 left in the game. Northwest up 61-59. Jerry Castor, a 6'6 senior out of Moreno Valley, California. And he'll have two shots coming his way at the line. Midwestern State, 69% from the free throw line in today's game, 16 of 23. Free throw, too hard. Williams for Midwestern State will go to the bench. And back into the game, Kevin Wagner. One more free throw for Derek Castor. And that one's up off the front of the rim this time. Rebound tipped by a star. They'll chase into the corner. It goes out of bounds off of Midwestern State, so Northwest will have it. ...61-59, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now Castor going over to the sideline. It looks like he may have a bit of a bleeding just a little bit off the hip. Now they've got that taken care of, and he'll stay out there.
Yeah, he had some on his shorts, and so they had to get it off of his shorts. Where it came from, where nobody knows, but it was on his shorts.
61-59, Northwest up. Castor could use a bucket this trip down. Wallace, left side for Slate. Now to Bryson Williams through the lane. Drives, and he got called for a little travel. Stumbled just a bit trying to get it into the lane. The turnover will give it to Midwestern State. For Northwest, just their seventh turnover of the day. Midwestern State's only turned it over six. Under 6 minutes left in the game. Northwest up 61-59. Wagner out front left for Gibbs. Cross court right side and a jumper put up and missed by Adderley. Fight for the board. Picked up by Northwest and Wallace. Allen goes to Bryson Williams. 2-on-2 break through the lane. His shot rejected by Nix. And it goes out of bounds. And we've got a whistle coming up. This one will go on Midwestern State. Kevin Wagner gets called for a blocking foul, picking up his first, and this will send Bryson Williams to the free throw line.
Yeah, Severian Nix had a nice, clean block, a very good block, but he had it clean up top. The block came down low by his teammate.
Williams at the line. That's free throw good. Bryson now 5 of 6 at the free throw line, and he has 7 points total. First point of the second half. Adderley to the bench for Midwestern State. As Gibbs back into the game, and the second free throw by Williams rims out, picked up by Juan Plummer, as Midwestern State will have it. 62-59, Northwest up with 5.5 minutes left in the game. Gibbs on the right wing with a bounce pass right side toward the baseline. Castor drives the lane, leans in, shot up and in as he put it in over Sparzel. Barry Castor in double figures with 12 points. And it's a one-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 62-61. And 1 point, the Cats are up 59-49. Across the timeline on the right side, Wallace on the right wing with the dribble. Backpedals near the timeline. Now, the dribble right side on Wagner. Gets it to Slate. Back to Wallace. Down the lane left. Kicks the pass into the corner left side. Stolen by Gibbs for Midwestern State. And now, the Mustangs with a chance to take the lead on the left side. Plummer to the left baseline. Bring them back out. Gives it up to Gibbs. Gibbs with the dribble in front of by the Midwestern State bench. Gets a pick by Nix. Goes top of the key. Right side for Wagner. 4:38 left in the game. Wagner drive left side up with the pass and it throws it away. Got up in the air driving down the lane and kicks it to Bryson Williams, who steps in front and gets the steal for the Bearcats. And that is the seventh turnover of the game for Midwestern State. We have a timeout by Northwest with 4:31 left in the game. Northwest holding on to a 1 point lead. It's Northwest 62. Midwestern State 61, back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
4:31 left in the game. Northwest holding on to a one-point lead, 62-61, as they lead Midwestern State.
Well, the score is that close, and one of the statistics that you've got here is time with the lead. Northwest has had the lead for 15 minutes, 29 seconds, and Midwestern State, 15 minutes, 28 seconds.
Oh, good grief. can't have a much closer game
no,
than that.
No, not at all.
Across the timeline, now with the dribble on the right side to Sean Cooper. Cooper out front finds Williams, left side for Kirker, low left for Starzl. Takes it in lane, ball fake up for the shot, rattles around, and in. Dylan Starzl, nice move to the bucket off the left side in the blocks. He's got 24 points, Northwest up by three. 4-10, left in the game. Long three, left side by Williams, rattles around and out. Rebound, though, right side. Now out front is Castor for Midwestern State. He takes a three, misses. Put back by Plummer off the glass and in, inside. Plummer with 7 points, 1 point game once again. Northwest 64, Midwestern State 63.
Midwestern State 2 of 12 on threes in the second half after going 7 of 10 in the first half.
Cooper, left side for Crooker, and Crooker goes cross court, right side Bryson Williams. Bryson with the dribble. Off the right wing, now out front for Cooper. Left side finds Crooker. The low left intended for Kozad. Whistle on a foul. Kozad held this a little bit, trying to post up inside, and the foul coming up on Midwestern State. Xavier Blackburn with his fifth foul. That will be it for Blackburn as he'll go to the sideline. And with 3:33 left in the game, we've got a break in the action as well. Northwest 64, Midwestern State 63. Back after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
3:33 left in the game. Northwest by 1, 64-63 as they lead Midwestern State. With Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey. Brandon Travis is our studio engineer, and Grant Kozad going to the free throw line as he was fouled before the timeout. Before that timeout, Xavier Blackburn picked up his fifth foul. He goes to the bench as he fouls out of this game. Midwestern State will send Eddie to 80 back into the ballgame. Kozad at the free throw line. He has 5 of 6 from there as he steps up, trying to extend the Bearcat 1 point lead. On the way, good. So Kozad coming off the bench in double figures now with 10. Northwest up 65-63. 3:33 left in the game. Kozad, second free throw. High arching free throw is nothing but net. And Northwest up by 3. 3:30 left. Monzago Williams into the front court, a dangerous offensive threat. Goes off the right side with the long pass, finds Gibbs. Gibbs out front for Williams. And Williams set up the offense. Northwest staying in the man-to-man defense. Gibbs with it on the right wing. Guarded by Connor Kirker, the sophomore. Dribbles right side. Now to Monzago Williams, trying to kick it back right side for Gibbs. Out to the top of the key is Castor. Now left side, driving to the bucket. Plummer lays it up and in. Juan Plummer with 9 points. 1 point game once again, 66-65 Northwest. Just under 3 minutes left. Sean Cooper into the front court on the right side. Dribbles through the top of the key. Left side for Bryson Williams. Williams out front, being checked off by Castor. Now to Cooper. Cooper to the free throw line. Through the lane. Drives and is blocked away from behind by DeHaiti. Ball out front. Tipped in and goes to Williams for Midwestern State. A 2-on-2 break. Right side Plummer to the bucket. Lays it up and in a foul. Plummer with 11 points. We'll go to the line with a chance at a 3-point trip down the floor. Connor Kirker picks up the foul. Connor with his second. And a chance to tie this game up for Midwestern State with 2:35 left. Plummer going to the free throw line. He is 1 of 2 from the line. 11 points so far on the afternoon. And on the season, a 73% shooter. 66-65, Northwest in front of Midwestern State.
Bearcats had a 10-point lead at the 10:55 mark of this half, and slowly but surely, Midwestern State has chipped away at that.
In the first half, Midwestern State led throughout much of it, but all single digits, and in the second half, Northwest opened up the half with a 7-0 run to take the lead, and they've had the lead since, but Midwestern State right now with a chance to tie this game up. Plummer at the line, and the free throw good. 12 points for DeJuan Plummer. Northwest inbound. And now with 2:32 left, actually it's a 68-66 game now as Midwestern State has the lead. 68-66 Midwestern State off the right side is Deshaun Cooper for Northwest. Cooper on the left side, Bryson Williams goes all left for Kozad. Finds Kricker running the baseline. Feeds it right side for Starzl up with a shot and a foul. And Dillon will go to the free throw line. Missed the shot, but Northwest running the baseline well. Getting Starzl with a good look, drawing a foul. Haiti picks up his fifth foul. He'll go to the sideline. That's the second Midwestern State player to foul out.
Great ball movement right underneath the bucket. Three quick passes for Northwest to get Starzl that look underneath.
Now Dillon with the chance to tie this game up. Senior outer Carney at the free throw line is 10 of 11 this afternoon. Coach Nelson Haggerty of Midwestern State taking a bit of time before sending in at the very Nick, trying to ice the shooter in Dillon Starzl. Dillon is kind of walking around the free throw line right now, a little bit of a smile on his face.
Midwestern State substitution next.
Nick's in. Also, Tyler Funk to check into the game, and Deshaun Cooper goes to the sideline for Northwest. 2:15 left. Northwest down by 2, 68-66. Starzl will step up to the free throw line eventually. Now one of the officials coming over to the scorer's table to check on something. Seems like they could have done that while Nelson Haggerty is waiting and sitting in his player.
Exactly.
Starzl now at the line to shoot the first of two. On the way, good. All that, and Dillon not phased at all. He's got 25 points. 1-point game, Northwest trailing 68-67, 2:15 left. Second free throw by Starzl. Rattles around. Out. Fight for the rebound. Tipped by Kozad, but Kozad got called for a push from behind. Probably number four on Grant. Northwest down by one. 68-67. 2:14 left in the game.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a push, but just enough to warrant the foul call there against Kozad.
Monzago Williams to the free throw line. He's 6 of 7 from there. 27 points again with 25 of those coming in the first half.
We've got the wrong shooter on the line right now. Western State trying to sneak their best shooter on the floor. He was not down low trying to rebound. I can guarantee you that.
It almost worked.
Yeah, could be a technical, but they're not going to call a technical.
Castor will go to the line.
Now Williams laughing about it. He knows they tried to pull a fast one.
Castor coming into this game was 0-3 at the free throw line, and he's 1 of 2 from there this afternoon and early evening. Goes to the line. First one on the way, good. And it's a 69-67 lead for Midwestern State. Cooper in and Funk to the sideline. One more free throw coming to Castor. And that one's off the left of the rim. Fight for the rebound and blocked out by Starzl. We'll just hand the ball to Kricker. Northwest with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down. Deshaun Cooper to the top of the key. Looking at man-to-man defense out of Midwestern State. Gets a pick by Kozad. And another one by Kozad as he'll drive the lane to the bucket. Leans it up and misses the shot. Rebound inside. Pulled away by Nix for Midwestern State. 2-point lead for the Mustangs. Through the lane to the bucket is Williams. Misses the shot. Rebound Starzl for the Cats. And he'll give it up to Cooper. He'll push it down the floor.
That was not a smart shot by Williams.
As Northwest got the rebound, Cooper across midcourt right side. The out front for Bryson Williams. Williams being pressured out front by Plummer. Goes cross court right and finds Cooper. Cooper left side for Williams. Low intent for Starzl. Pass tip goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest as Greg Castor got a hand on it as they're trying to go low post with it to Starzl. Now to Sean Cooper on inbound with 14 on the shot clock. 1:27 left in the game, and Northwest down by 2, 69-67. Cooper looks to inbound, gets it left side, four wins. Back to Cooper, fakes and drives, stops, pops from 10, rattles around out, and the rebound pulled down by Castor for Midwestern State. Still a two-point game. Northwest down now with 1:17 left. This time, Monzaga Williams will dribble across midcourt and call a timeout. 1:12 left in the game. It's Midwestern State 69, Northwest 67. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 1:12 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State trailing Midwestern State 69-67. Midwestern State will inbound right in front of the scorer's table on the far side. They've got 25 seconds on the shot clock. Again, 1:12 left on the game clock. Northwest at 1 point in the second half after being down at halftime 38-33, opened up with a 7-0 run, had a 10-point lead at 1 point. Midwestern State right now with the 2-point lead. Inbound on the left side for Monzaga Williams. Green the circles. Gets a pick by Gibbs, goes into the right corner. Now Gibbs with it. Caught up in the air, almost threw it away. Plummer had to reach up and bring down the pass in front of the Midwestern State bench. 10 on the shot clock. On the right side, Gibbs, a three over Kirker is good. That's a huge bucket for Darryl Gibbs. His first of the game and a timeout by Northwest with 54.3 seconds left. And Midwestern State in front, 72-67. That was a big bucket.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it a two-possession game now with under a minute to play. And you know, Northwest has a little bit of foul trouble. They've got the guys on the floor that can foul outside of Grant Kozad, but they're going to need to get something, not in a huge hurry, but they've got to make sure they leave themselves a little bit of breathing room. So it'd be nice to see them get down and get some sort of bucket. Obviously, it doesn't need to be a three this early, but some sort of bucket on this trip down the floor.
Yeah, send it out onto the floor. Zach Snyder along with Connor Kirker, Bryson Williams, Dylan Starzl, and Deshaun Cooper. Midwestern State out with Plummer along with Castor, Nix, Gibbs, and the dangerous Monzaga Williams. Inbound comes to Bryson Williams for Northwest. He'll take it across the timeline. 50 seconds left. Williams through the lane to the bucket off the right side. Now kicks it into the lane for Starzl. Starzl off with a shot off the glass and good. Dylan Starzl gets the bucket to fall. That's now a 72-69 game. Northwest Missouri State trailing with 45.2 seconds left. We'll have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. At Northwest going to their strength, that trip down, getting a good look at the bucket by Dylan Starza.
Yeah, and really, Bryson Williams probably could have gone up and hit that shot just as easily, but they got the 2 points, they got the quick bucket, and it'll be interesting to see how they come out and play here. I think you play aggressive defensively, but you don't need to foul and send them to the line right away. Obviously, they're going to get another chance to get the ball, but you know, some coaches will have the philosophy, let's start sending them to the line and get as many opportunities. I really think that Coach McCollum, though, will try to have them just play good, solid, tight defense here, down by three.
Midwestern State, 18-28 from the free throw line, a 64% shooting percentage from the line. Cats coming out of the timeout. Starzl along with Wallace, Williams, Snyder, and Funk this time. Midwestern State head coach Nelson Haggerty taking some time before sending his team out onto the floor. As they will inbound, looking at what looks to be full court pressure out of the Bearcats. Darryl Gibbs will inbound. Trying to get the inbound into double team. Needs someone to throw to, and stepping into the backcourt to pick up the pass was Adderley for Midwestern State. Now to Gibbs, hooks the pass to Williams in the backcourt, through a double team, takes it into the front court. 37 seconds left. Through the lane and a foul from behind. This will get Gonzaga Williams to the free throw line with 35.2 seconds left. Northwest down 72-69. Williams to the line for Midwestern State. Again, one of their better offensive players. He is 6 of 7 at the free throw line this evening. Shooting 2. And the first one good.
Back to the two-possession game.
73-69. Midwestern State in front of Northwest. Sean Cooper to check in, and Tyler Funk goes to the sideline. Back to the line. Gonzaga Williams. And that one's on the way. Rattles around and out. Rebound for Northwest as Williams comes up with the rebound for the Cats. Across the timeline, Cooper. Cooper to the top of the key. Left side for Snyder. Left corner for Bryson Williams. Drives. A little runner and will go, but a foul. And this will get Bryson to the free throw line.
Chance to cut the lead in half with the clock stopped here.
Well, on Cam Adderley, number 3 on Adderley. And Bryson Williams going to the line. He's got 7 points, 5 of those coming at the free throw line, where he's 5 of 7. 25.7 seconds left. Bryson Williams at the line. Sights, shoots, and hits. Knicks into the game. Gibbs to the bench for Midwestern State. 3-point game. Northwest trailing Midwestern State 73-70 with 25.7 seconds left. Back to the line goes Bryson Williams. Free throw on the way. Good. So Bryson steps up, hits 2 big free throws, and makes it a 2-point game. Northwest down 73-71 with 25.7 seconds left. Bryson to the bench. Connor Kirker into the game for Northwest. Also Tyler Funk in. Cast going with Wallace. Funk, along with Kirker, Starzl, and Zach Snyder, the freshman out of Prairie Village, Kansas. Midwestern State will inbound, looking at full court pressure as Darryl Gibbs will trigger to the inbound. Gets it on the right side for Williams. Williams fouled from behind, reaching around and trying to knock the ball away was Northwest Matt Wallace. He'll pick up his fourth foul, knocks Gonzaga Williams to the floor, and Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 with 23.2 seconds left, and Northwest Missouri State down 73-71. Williams, the senior out of Palmdale, California, goes to the line. Takes a number of dribbles. The knee bend. And the free throw. Battles in. Cooper and Williams in for Northwest. Kirker and Funk to the sideline. 23.2 seconds left. Northwest down by 3.
He missed the second of 2. The last trip to the line. Maybe he can do it again here.
The knee bend, and the free throw. Rims around and out. Rebound, though, for Midwestern State. The put back by Caster and a foul. He was fouled after the rebound. This will go on Northwest, and will be Matt Wallace's 5th foul, but not a bad foul that time, as Caster will go to the line, one of their 4 free throw shooters, although he is 2 of 4 from the line, and with 20.8 seconds, goes in line with Northwest down 74-71.
Well, he got the miss on that second free throw, but that foul shouldn't have been needed by Wallace. They should have pulled down the board.
Free throw good by Caster. Now 75-71, Midwestern State lead over Northwest. 20.8 seconds left. Free throw, high bounce, and out, and the rebound, Bryson Williams for Northwest. 18 seconds left. Williams across the timeline, off the right side to the free throw line, through the lane, tipped away from behind by Plummer, and it goes to Gibbs. As he takes it across the timeline, a technical foul has been called on Northwest head coach Ben McCollum, upset, and that was a quick whistle.
Well, Williams went on the drive, had the ball knocked away on a reach, and coach McCollum hasn't really been happy the last several minutes with some of the non-calls, and he came out to about the volleyball line to make sure that the official saw that he was complaining about it, and that got him the tee.
75-71, Midwestern State with the lead, 11.1 seconds left. at the free throw line. Monzaga Williams to shoot the technical. All by himself at the free throw line. And the free throw, good. 29 points for Williams. Again, 25 of those coming in the first half. 76-71, Midwestern State. And the second free throw, good. 30 points for Monzaga Williams. 6-point lead for the Mustangs. Now Midwestern State to inbound. And inbound on the right side goes to Derek Castor and a quick foul, stopping the clock with 9.1 seconds left. Dillon will pick up his third foul. And back to the line, Derek Castor. Castor will step up, trying to add to the Midwestern State lead. As Midwestern State trying to stay undefeated on the young season. Free throw off the front of the rim.
Yeah, really the big play here inside the last minute was that rebound by Castor on the missed free throw by Williams when it was a three-point game and the Cats would have had a chance to tie. They haven't really been able to get back down to this end of the floor.
Second free throw by Castor is good. 78-71, Northwest Missouri State off the inbound, and Zach Snyder's inbound was stolen by Williams. Looks right side for Plummer with 4 seconds left. He'll just back off and go with the dribble and run out the clock as Midwestern State will pick up the victory over Northwest. Midwestern State with the win as they defeat Northwest 78-71. We'll be back and begin our post-game activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Tough loss for the Northwest Missouri State men this evening as Northwest was down at halftime at 38-33. They came back, scored the first 7 points of the second half, and at one point built up a 10-point lead in the second half, only to see Midwestern State chip away at that, take a lead late in the game, and hold on to it down the stretch to pull out a 78-71 win over Northwest. Northwest men fall to 1-2 on the season, while Midwestern State will improve to 3-0 on the year. And up next for the Northwest men, they'll face William Jewell tomorrow night. That'll be a 6:30 tip-off as part of the Hillier Classic here in St. Joseph. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 6:10 with our pregame activities. Again, a tough one for the Northwest men. They trailed throughout much of the first half, but it was single digits throughout that first half. They were down 38-33 at the half again. Built a 10-point lead in the second half, only to see Midwestern State win this one 78-71. be back and have more for you on our post game, which is underwritten by Championship Motors, as we'll have the extra effort and Player of the Game award and much more for you coming up on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about how campus prepares for the winter weather season.
Well, that's a tough one to think about because it's certainly a beautiful weekend, but you know, we plan ahead and we understand the importance of being ready for winter weather and the awareness that you need to create both on campus and certainly throughout our communities that we serve. And so our university police department, our emergency management director, Lieutenant Mike Sepperly, have been at the forefront of planning ahead and forecasting, if you will. They work with the National Weather Service, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, and the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency called SEMA. And in working with all those entities as well as with local emergency managers, they provide a lot of testing, but also tips to all of us to be ready. And, you know, bottom line that we're telling our students, our faculty and staff, and certainly to our listeners is have an emergency plan in place. And that's really important as you look ahead. But determine how you'll communicate with others during a weather emergency, stock extra food, all those things that, you know, probably some of us take for granted. Travel with a winter storm kit in your car. And we've heard these things before, but we ask people to really take heed of the advice. And, you know, as you recall, John, we talked to our listeners about an in-case-of-crisis app for phones, and so we've got our emergency procedures both on the website and in the in-case-of-crisis app. So we're ready to go, but certainly sometimes those weather conditions crop up very quickly.
That was the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about winter preparedness on this week's All That Jazz conversation. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in St. Joseph at the Looney Fieldhouse on the Missouri Western Campus, Northwest Missouri State coming up on the short side of a 78-71 score with Midwestern State. Midwestern State coming into this game ranked 13th nationally in the preseason NABC Division II Top 25 poll. Time for a Player of the Game Award, and for Northwest Missouri State, it will go to Dylan Starzl. Starzl ends up with 27 points. Normally that would be the leading scorer in the game, but the Midwestern State's Monzago Williams leads the way with 31, but for Northwest, Starzl has 27 points. He also pulled down 8 rebounds. He was 8 of 14 from the field and 11 of 13 at the free throw line, and an assist tonight for Dylan Starzl as well. So Dylan is our Player of the Game. If you look at some of the other statistics out of this one, that for Northwest, they ended up with 4 players in double figures, again led by Starzl with 27. 12 points for Bryson Williams. Williams was 7 of 9 at the free throw line and 2 of 9 from the field. Williams also had 2 assists on the game as well and pulled down 4 rebounds. 11 points for Grant Kozak coming off the bench. He was 7 of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 3 from the field. He also had 7 boards to go along with those totals. And then 10 points for Connor Kirker. Kirker knocked down a couple of threes in the game. Had 4 rebounds, and again, 10 points to round out the double-figure scoring for Northwest. Zach Snyder, the freshman off the bench, he had 5 points to go along with a couple of rebounds. 3 points for Kyle Slake this evening. Deshaun Cooper with 3 points as well. Coop also with 3 assists on the day and 4 rebounds. And that, along with that rounds out the scoring for Northwest. Now, for Midwestern State, they were faced by Monzago Williams. Williams with 31 total points, 25 of those coming in the first half as he was red hot from the field in three-point range in the first half. He ends up 6 of 9 for the game from a three-point range, 7 of 13 overall, and he was 11 of 14 at the free throw line. Got some big free throws down the stretch. He had 5 rebounds to go along with 6 assists, so a big game for Monzago Williams, the senior out of Palmdale, California for Midwestern State, as he was really the main offense for this Midwestern State team. We got 15 points from Derek Castor and a big rebound for Castor off of a missed free throw late in the game as well. 12 points for DeJuan Plummer off the bench, then 8 points for Cam Adderley, 3 points for Darryl Gibbs, and 2 points for Eddie DeHaiti. Looking at some of the team totals out of this one for Northwest, they shot 35% from the field, 18 of 52. Just 4 of 12 from three-point range. And at the free throw line, a very good total there. They were 31 of 38 at the free throw line. Northwest out-rebounds Midwestern State by 2, 42-40. Turnovers, neither team really had too much trouble with the turnovers. Northwest with 10 for the game, Midwestern State with 7. And again, those are some of the keys to this one tonight as Northwest loses this one 78-71 to go to 1-2 on the year. And Midwestern State improves to 3-0 on the season. We'll be back and have more for you on our post game as Northwest Missouri State drops this one 78-71. Back with more from the Looney Fieldhouse in St. Joseph right after this timeout as our postgame report underwritten by Championship Motors continues after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in St. Joseph at the Looney Fieldhouse, Northwest Missouri State loses to Midwestern State this evening, 78-71. The final score, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, tough loss for your team. It came back in the second half, and after being down at halftime, it ended up at one point up by 10, but Midwestern State just kind of slowly took their way back into this one.
Yeah, just couldn't get a rebound down the stretch. You know, we didn't execute what we did in the first half and the second half as far as the rebounding goes. And then offensively, we just kind of, you know, we got a guy that scores 27 points, and we just kind of decide it's time to shoot every once in a while and see if we can get points. You know, I'd probably prefer to give it to the guy that has 27 points, and that's, you know, it's unacceptable. We just played great. I mean, I thought we were the better team, to be honest with you. We just didn't win the game.
Yeah, it really seemed like we came out of that second half and got, you know, down by 7 at halftime. You know, I got a lot of good things going early in the half and just couldn't keep that momentum up.
Well, we were unselfish to start the half. You know, we were unselfish. We were making each other better. We were penetrating and pitching and going inside out. And then the second half, we just kind of chose to, the late in the second half, we chose to do it ourselves for about a 7-8 minute stretch when they made their run. And at that point, it was tough to stop them. You know, I mean, once they got their momentum going, they got it rolling pretty good, and then it became difficult.
For a big game, though, for Dylan Starr, he played well inside.
Yeah, he always does. I mean, we'd count on him.
Now, you look ahead toward tomorrow. You've got William Jewell tomorrow in the second game. And what are some things you want to kind of, I know that not a lot of time to work on things with no chance to be on the practice floor, but what do you want to see this team do to improve for tomorrow?
I mean, just execute, you know, be unselfish. make each other better. I mean, our guards right now, 1 for 10, 2 for 9, 3 for 9, 0 for 1, 0 for 1. And our bigs are probably shooting about 75%. So, you know, we've really got to learn how to be unselfish. And we are just a very selfish offensive basketball team right now. And it's very disappointing.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Northwest Missouri State, again, drops the game to Midwestern State, 78-71. We'll be back and wrap things up on our postgame report, underwritten by Championship Motors, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateforwardandlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Tough loss for the Bearcats this evening as they fall to 1-2 on the year. Midwestern State remains undefeated. They go to 3-0. Final score 78-71. Northwest Missouri State loses to Midwestern State. Got a big day tomorrow along the Bearcat Radio Network. A triple header for you as we'll start things off tomorrow at 1:30 with our pregame activities. Bearcat Game Day sponsored by Hy-Vee. And then it's a 2:37 kickoff. Northwest and Missouri Western right back here in St. Joseph at Spratt Stadium. As the Bearcats with a win could claim undisputed championship of the MIAA season. As they would go to 11-0 with a win against Missouri Western. And then look for good things down the line in the NCAA Division II playoffs, hopefully. But again, need to get past Missouri Western tomorrow, and we'll have that one for you again, beginning with our pregame at 1:30. And then right after that, we'll be right back here inside the Looney Fieldhouse for the next game for the Northwest men, as they will face William Jewell. That's a 6:30 tip-off, airtime at 6:10. The Northwest women also in action tomorrow night as they compete in the Winstead Reese Classic at Bearcat Arena. That game will tip off at 7:30 airtime on our internet stream, which can be accessed through northwestbearcast.com or kxcv.org. And that will be a 7:10 pregame followed by a 7:30 tip-off. And over the air along the Bearcat Radio Network, immediately following our men's broadcast, we'll join up with that women's broadcast to wrap up our day. So a lot of basketball coming your way along with football tomorrow along the Bearcat Radio Network. Tough one again for the Northwest men. Again, they lose to Midwestern State 78-71. And this will wrap up our broadcast from St. Joseph this evening. Don't forget all the action coming your way tomorrow along the Bearcat Radio Network. Thanks to Matt Gorder and also Brandon Travis, our studio engineer. I'm John Coffey, and so long from St. Joseph.